Hebrews chapter 1. This message by Brother William Marlon Branham was delivered on Wednesday evening, August 21, 1957, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Maheberu kauhanyo ya pili. Lingusale kamuzwale William Marlon Branham nelikutalizu labula rumanzibwana muyana 21, 1957, ilifa Branham Tabernacle mwa Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
To give a little, I think there's nothing better to me than just the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God.
Nikufaha hanyinyani, nisepakuli akuna ntuende ngwe hape kuna, kufita linzwi. Tumelo itaha kakutwa, mikakutwa linzwi la mulimu.
On Wednesdays and maybe on Sundays, one of the services of Sunday, giving a pastor just a little rest, which is very deserving of it, and thought maybe we would just take a book in the Bible. We used to do that and sometimes stay a year on it.
Lavulalu ni lavulalu, mimwendi nikala sunda ni sunda, ilingu yalisebelezo zala sunda lukafanga mulisa na olu na pumulonyana. Ilize o mane za muswanela. Mini upuzifela kulilunge buka ilingwi mwabivele, nerweza ngachwalo mifoku ngwi luinele la chwalo silimomu tumbi.
I remember one time we stayed a solid year on the book of Revelation. But oh my, the things that we learned and how wonderful it was.
Na upulana kwe ngwine lutandile silimomu tumbi, fabuka asinulo. Kono oh mawe, likazene lwi tutile, nimone ibezi yende.
Got the book of Daniel or the book of Genesis or Exodus and just take it chapter by chapter and it just ties the entire Bible together. Oh, I just love that.
Mise lukutila kwa mulaho nikunga buka ya Daniel, kamba buka ya Genesis, kamba Exodus, nikunga fila kauhanyo nikauhanyo. Mi litamahanya bibile kaufila hamoho. Oh, na lata fila sani.
A little later on, we'll have to get the if the Lord continues to bless and we go on, we will get into some real deep things in here. Real deep. And we just go from place to place through the scripture with it.
Kasamula onya naluka abanikunga, aiba mule nazula pili kufuyola, minilu nazula pili chwalo, luka kena mwalika ze nguze tungile, mwahalimo, ze tungile luli. Niluka yela fela, kuzua mwasibaka nisibaka, kukenele la fela mwama ngolo ona chwalo.
I like to make scripture compare with scripture. That's the way it must be. It's just one great, beautiful picture.
Mini tabela kubapisanga mangolo kwa mangolo. Chwalo kona moku lukela kubela. Kisi swani so silisi mwifela sisi nde.
And in this book that we're studying, we're going to get in salvation and divine healing and miracles and mercies and all everything.
Amen.
Here.
Mini mwabuka yulusu likubalaye. Luka kenele la fila mwatengi. Oh, puluso, nifoliso ya bumulimu, nilimakazo, nisishemo. Mi, oh, likakau fila litaa mwatengi mo.
And maybe when I get to a place where I have to get to the meetings, I never know just when I'm going to be to a meeting, called to a meeting, because I don't have anything set until I just feel led to do a certain thing. And that may be before in the morning, I may be out of California, up to Maine or somewhere, just where he would call me.
Mimwendi, anita fasibaka, anilukela kuya mamu kopano, anizibangikuli nikavalili mamu kopano. Kubizezo wa mamu kopano cholo, kakuli anibangi nilitu kiso zeto mirwe. Konja ni utuwa kwetele wa kweza sika. Misani, sikona kuba kusika bakuli, lisika pazula kareka kusasana, na akona kufufela kwa California, kuya kwa Maine kamba kusili, kuloko akona kunibizeza fela.
That's the reason I don't set great long itineraries because I can't do that. My ministry is not cut out that way.
Amen.
And it's just different.
Kikawa kaleo hanisa ito melangimi sipili emituna. Ni emitelele. Kakuli aniko nikweza cholo. Bulumi wabwaka abusikalu kiswa cholo. Mi kishuta no fela.
And now I come home just for a little rest. I lost 20 pounds in this last meeting. And Brother Mercer and Brother Gold was up a while ago and said, Brother Branham, I noticed what you do, you put your whole heart into it.
Michwale nitile kwa haye kutoipumulisa nyana, nilatezu kili pound ze mashumi ya mabili, mamu kupano ofe lile wo. Nimuzwale Mercia, nimuzwale Gold, neva yemi, fana konyana yefitile misebali muzole Branham nilemwile soe zanga ube ya hulupiru ya hau kuzona.
I said, that's the only way you can do a right kind of a job for the Lord is put everything you've got right to the forefront for Christ. All your strength, all your soul, all your heart, all your mind, everything that you got.
Senili cholo kona fiela mumu kona kuweze za musebezi omu ndi wa mulena. Kikube alika kau fela zemuna ni kwa pili akreste. Mata amina kau fela, moyo amina kau fela, pilu yamina kau fela, ngana yamina kau fela, lika kau fela zemuna ni.
When you're doing anything, do it right or don't do it at all. See, just leave it alone. If you're going to be a Christian, put everything that you've got to Christ. That's your time, your talent, your everything.
Amweza sika kau fela, musieze hande, kamba musike masiza ni hanyani. Mwabona, mulitu ele fela, haiba una nikupa mukreste, veali kakao fela zona nikukreste. Zeo kikuli, nako ya hao, talenta ya hao, likaza hao kao fela.
I just noticed in this young fellow, that's your wife, Brother Burns, isn't it? Playing and singing. There, that young couple, and it isn't a piano, neither is it an organ, but it's some kind of an instrument. They make a strum it and pick it and do something for the Lord.
Nile muafira mchahayo, yaani kina musala hao mzuali Burns, kichwalo, yasu likuliza ni kuopera fo. Baba nchamwali nyalobani, mi akipiano kambani haiba kubasi ngwangwa. Kono kisili mba sisi mchwalo, basi ngongola ni kusiluwala, ni kuweze za mulena ntuwe ngwi.
If you could do that and sing, that's win souls. Do something, no matter if you can whistle a whistle, just do something. Testify or do something for the kingdom of God. Whatever you got, put it to the use in God's service.
Amen.
Mwendima wako na kweza cholo ni kuopila. Sani kiku wina miwaya. Eza ntoe ngwi kupali kumane. Haba mukaliza muloli. Kihande mulize muloli. Mweze fela ntoe ngwi. Haba kikufabupaki kamba kweza sisi ngwi mwambusu wa mulimu. Kau fela semunani. Musibe mwamusebezi wa sibelezi wa mulimu.
Now, we're not going to try to stay very long because I know you work. You got to get up early and I'm going squirrel hunting every morning. I just tell you the truth. That's what I'm doing. That's what I come home for. It's to rest a little.
Chole haluna kulika kuinana kuetile lahulu. Kakuli niziba kuli mwasebeza. Muluke la kuzua kama pakela. Mini ya kwa kuzumatu maleka kusasana. Nika kusasana. Nika mivule ya fela niti. Seuko nasini eza. Seuko nasini tayela anga kwanu kutopu mulanyana.
And I'm getting up by 4 o'clock and going out in the woods and, well, hunt a little bit and go to sleep. And I'm gaining some of that weight back. So I get rested up after a while, if you, the Lord willing, and everything's fine.
Mikacholo nizuha mwendi kafo kiloko, nikuya mamu shitu mikihande, kuyozuma hanyani nikuyolovala. Mini ya nikutelwa kimubile hape, kulinikatulu heluli, kasamula wanya na haiba mina, haiba mule nalata, mi nilikaka ufila haiba iliketile.
All right, now we're going to turn in your Bibles. I want you to bring your Bibles each night as you can. If somebody lacks a few, would somebody want to follow along with the readings? We got some here. We'd have some of the ushers to pass them out. Anybody want one? Well, just raise your hand.
Kulukile, chwale luka pula mwali vivele zami na chwale. Nyuata kuli mutahange nili vivele zami na busihu ni busihu. Kulimina aiba mwakona. Aiba kuna niyate ukwile. Aiba kuna niyate vila kulatila mwapalo. Luna nizengu kwanu. Lukabani baba ngwi kwa bali vereri bafamu nyako bakami tambeka kuna ni abata ilingwi kulukile amuna mune fela lizola mina.
I wonder if brother Dr. Henry gets these Bibles. You're standing close there, and brother Burns. Is that right, Burns? I heard him say Conrad. What? Conrad. I'm getting kind of hard hearing, how did I ever get the name of Burns? I know the man's face and I couldn't call his name.
Anizivi haiwa muzwale Doc wakona kutaa kwanu kutongali viveleze. Uyemivu kaufifo ni muzwale Burns. Kana kucholo Burns ni mutule hali. Sikama ngi? Conrad. Ni muvize ni nanibuta atanyana kwa kuutua mwendi. Muzwale Neva ni utule chongili vizola Burns. Na azibasi fati osamu na yani ni paluzi fila kupizali vizola haye.
And you know, as you get a little older, I find out one thing. It's harder for me to read this Bible. And I just hate to think of having to wear glasses to read the Bible.
Mimu aziba, amuze muya musupala, ni fumana ntwe ilingwi, kutata kuli ni bale bibele mini toile fela kuupula za kuti na magrasi fakubala bibele.
But here not long ago I thought I was going blind. And I went over to see Sam, and Sam said, Bill, I don't know, so I'll just get you an appointment with some specialist.
Kono kwanu akika la hulu, nini upula kuli, nini basibofu. Minayo wana Samu, Misa Mwali, Bill anizibi, alinika kuluksi za fila muika ya tali mazameto.
I went to Louisville, it must have been the will of the Lord, some famous specialist, I forget his name now. But he had read my book, and he said, if you ever go back to Africa, I want to go with you.
Nenine kwa Louisville, nilukela kuba tatu ya mulena. Mwika yomu mwiyasi kuwa la yaziba. Nilivelizili bizola hae, chwale. Konomu balilebu kayaka, mikihali haiba uka kutila kwa Afrika, ni watakuya nuwena.
He said, and if you, them African people love you, and said, they're very superstitious, especially with a knife to go to cutting. So, said, I want to give 6 months of my life for operations of cataracts and things to in mission.
Miali, mihaiba wena, sichaba sama Afrika ni vaa ni vaa kulata. Miali, bonaluli, abana afoba nyaza hala. Sihulu nitipa kuyozuma. Katolo ali, nivata kufali kuelize silezi za upilo waka kwa kupazuliwa za tuwa ale nilikaze mwiku za musebezi.
And said, if we could go together and you could win favor of them like that, said, then if they had cataracts and eye works, I'd just love to give it free of charge, 6 months of it. And I forget how long you have to wait for his appointment with him.
Mini kubulelela kuli, aiba neluka ya hamoho, mino kafumana sishemo kubona, likaze chwalo. Ali, kona kuli haiba bana nituwale ni metu wabona hande, bali nenika itakale za fela, kufa fela kama hala fela likweli, zesi lezi za tenye. Mini liwezi kuli kina kwete lele fitakai, ye muna nikuli belela, fakutuano niena.
And we're sitting in a little room and had a little red light come on back there in a dark room. Well, I could read them letters. It said 2020. I could read it either way. And he snapped it on 1515. I could read it. And put it on 1010. I could read it. So, well, there's not much wrong with your eyes.
Mine luinzi mwamu zuzu nyana. Mine unanilise li nyana. Nyana lirifu belu. Lene limonyeha. Wana mwamu zuzu mwakunsu mwani. Kii njine nikona kubala mangolo. Neibu lakuli 2020. Nenikona kubala kamu kwa kaufela. Mikipeto. Nikuwa kutiseza 1515. Mine nikona kuivala. Nikuwa beafa 10-10, mine nikuwa nikubala. Kihali, kihande, hakuna sisi fosalila hulu kwa metuwa hao.
So he had a little telescope. He put a little gadget back there, a little thing, you know, them old telescopes. How many remember them? You used to look through them, look at pictures. Just like that.
Kacholo, nana nteleskopu yenyani, abeaka embanyana kwa mulaho. Kantonyana cholo, maziba. Onama teleskopu wakale yani, kibabaka yuwa upula. Nelwitu sanga kutalima kuona. Kutalima afama swaniso ani ingio na cholo.
He said, can you read that? I said, yes, sir. He said, read it for me. It had a whole paragraph about like that. I started reading it. He started pulling it up. I kept getting slower and slower. He got about like this. I stopped.
Mikiali, kana wakuna kubalase, senili ensha, kiali, akunibalele. Neina ni, oh, mubamba tunakao fila. Ye kuna kulikana chwana. Senikala, naibala, akala kwa hoela muhalimu. Wanachwalo, inge haya hanyani, hanyani, afita inge fachwana. Now to Hila.
He said, I can tell you one thing, you're past 40. I said, yep, that's right. Long ways past it. He said, how have you done it?
Kihali, na kuna kukubulela ntu engwi, ufitelezi lili moze mashumi amane. Senili, luli, yeo kiniti. Selina kwee telele luli efitile. Miali, weze chwani?
He said, the human eye, naturally, when you get 40 years old, like your hair gets gray and so forth, the eyeball gets flat. So now if you live long enough, that'll come back again.
Miali liito la mutu kabutu, hafita falili moze mashumi ya mane za kupepwa, inge milili ya hao, ase ibalimbi, nizengu cholo. Vikoto vya meto, vya basi papalala. Ali chole haiba upila fana kwete lila hulu, saa nisika kutahape.
He said that second sight, they call it, said a human being at about 40 years old, they'll actually said there's nothing wrong with your eyes. I could, like I said, hair if he's laying on the floor, get it all from me, but get close to me.
Miali meto wa ubeliani, moba abizeza. Kono ali mutu kamwa inezi, walili moze mashumi ya maneza kupepwa, ya cholo kwa tengi, ali akuna sisi fosali kwa metuwa hao. Na akuna kubona mulili haiba, neuka wafafasi, ozu lekuna. Kono, taafaka ufinina.
And he said, now you read your Bible, said you push it away from you, said after a while your arm's not going to be long enough. You can't get out of the corner, get a hold of it.
Miki hali, chwale uvale bibele ya hao, ali, ikashize kwa ole nuwena. Alika samula onyana, lizola hao halina kubaleli telele kufitela chwale. kuonja uka palewa, palewa kuli otolola, kubaleli telela hulukuli, ukone kusola fatengi.
And he made me a pair of glasses, and the bottom part you can, it's for reading, he said, now in your pulpit, he thought I was one of these very dignified preachers, you know, and so that the top part, just regular window glass, just regular glass, and the bottom part's got some kind of a grind in it that I can read it to close, you know, like that. So I just hate to put them on. I do.
Mika cholo, ani ketila magrasi, mika lulu ya fafasi yokona kia kubalisa. Miali, chole, fakatala kahao na upula kuli. Nenili alimungu wabakutazi kwanu, baba zibala hulu maziba. Mika cholo abule akuli. Wena kalulo ya fahalimu, kigila sifela yeso nasina ya fali haulo. Gila sifela yezi bahala. Mia mwatasi inanzesi walani muhalayona. Kulina kuna kubala kusutela faka ufi. Mwaziba sinacholo. Kacholo nitoile fela kwa tinanga. Anita belangi.
And now in Bible teaching and I've got the New Testament tonight. So I got a Collins New Testament. It's got a good size print. But now when I get back to the other one, I may have to go to them old buddies and kind of read through them.
Michole mwa tuto ya vivele, mini nani testamente encha usi ubo. Kacholo ki, ni nani testamente encha ya Collinsi, mi ina ni mingolo ya mitunanyana. Kono chwale, ani kutelanga kuyengu ni lukela kukutela kwa balika ni wakale bani, ni kubala sinchamate ni hape.
But whatever it is, I'm glad that I got something I can still read. And whatever I got, I'm going to give everything I can to the glory of God. Hope that he'll take that age sign away.
Kono seo kao fela silisona, ni nitabile kuli, ni nanisesi nguise ni kuna kubala. Mi kao fela konia, ni kafamu tu kao fela sika kao fela, seni kona. Kwa kanyamu limu nisepakuli, ukazu sa sisupo, sa kusupala sa nikuna.
I can't ask him to take my age away. Yeah, that's just one thing we all got to do. We got to go through that. And I know I'm not a little boy like I used to be standing here on the platform. I'm 48 years old. Just think, 2 more years, I'll be 50 years old, Brother Mike.
Aniko niku mkupakuli, azusebu supali kuna. Na, ehe, yaani kinto ilingu ifela, yelu nanikuweza kau felaluna. Ulaniku fita mwali kazaani, minizi bakuli, anisa limushima niomu nyo anisi na mwane nivelanga. Anize niemi fakata alafa. Nina nilili moze mashumi ya mane kaze kitalizo unize talu za kupepwa. Mimuna anefela lili moze pe lifela kwa pata. Ikawa mashumi ya kitalizo wa kupepwa. Muzole Mike.
Can't hardly believe it. I never knew that I was the past 20 till about 2 years ago. That's right. I couldn't believe it. And yet I it's hard for me to believe till I look in the glass and then I know it is.
Mawi, aniko nikulumelabati. Na fela nenisika zivakuli nifitelezi li moze mashumi ya mabili. Konji li moze peli kwa mulao. Yeo kiniti. Na fela nenisa akulu cholo. Miivo ne kutata kuu nakulu mea konji hani yo ipona masiponi. Mikona ni niziva kucholo. Chwale.
But just to be looking, I just feel just as good as I ever felt in my life. And I'm thankful for that too. All praise be to God.
Kono kakuta li mea fela. Ni kutuwa felasi na moni vile ni utuwe langa kamita, mwabu pilo waka. Mina itumi la kaseo hape, tumboka ufela ile kumulimu.
Now, we're studying the book of the Hebrews. It's one of the most deepest, richest books of the Bible. I tell you, it's a book that really will, if God permits and we just get down into this, I believe we'll find golden nuggets till we'll just shout the praises of God.
Amen.
Chwale lusuri kubala buka ya maeveru, seivile ki lingu ya ze tungila hulu. Libuka ze fumila hulu za vivele na mibolelela. Kibuka luli, yeka kondisa. Aiba mulimu alumeleza, milukenefela kufitafa fasi kuyona. Nilumela kuliluka afumanali kaze munati. Konji, aluta huwa tumbo ya mulimu kana kukau fela.
And now, the book of Hebrews, really what it is, it's supposedly to be written by St. Paul, the greatest Bible expositor, I guess, the world's ever had outside of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Michwale na vuka ya maheveru luli mo inezi, ivolero kuli ingozu ikimu halale ipa ulusi, musinulio mutuna wa vivele na asepa, yoli fasi likile laba niena kwa ndamule nalu na Jesu Kriste.
And Paul was a separating. Now Paul was a real Bible teacher. That is the Old Testament. That's the only book was written then called Bible.
Mi Paulus na asuli kutaluhanya hande. Chole, Paulus ne limuluti ya kwanile hande wa vivele. Fokikuli, mwa testamenti ya kale, yani kona buka fila inosi, yene ngozwi kana kweani, ye vizwa kuli vivele.
And he was trying to show to the Hebrews, separating the Old Testament and showing the Old Testament being a shadow or a type of the new.
Mina asuli kulika kuponisa kwa maibelu, kutaluhanya hande testamenti ya kale, Nikuonesa testamenti ya kale kakuba muluti kamba mufuta wa yencha.
Right there we could strike a home line and stay 3 months right there on that one thought right there. To go right back, if we could turn in our Bibles now, of course we're on Hebrews the first chapter, but if we turn to Revelations the 12th chapter, you'd see it perfectly again, how the shadows.
Onafo nelukala la mululwani nikuina kali kuelize talufa mupulo onawo fela. Onafo, kuya lukuti la mamulaho, aiba lukona kwa pula libiwele zalu na chwale. Kakuli lumuama ibelu kauhanya wani, kono haiba lua pula mwasinulo kauhanya 12. Mukalibona hande hape, kamiluti azona.
If you've got your pencils and go to jot down the scriptures, in Hebrew, in Revelations 11, we find out that John on the Isle of Patmos saw a woman standing in the skies, and she had the sun at her head and the moon under her feet.
Aiba mina baba na nilipoto loto za mina, mimu wata kungula mangolo. Mwama ebe, mwasi nulo 11, lufumana kuli Joani faso lisa Patmosi. Abona musali yana yemi mwambi mbiulu, mina na niliza azifali mwato ya hae, ni kweli mwata samautu wa hae.
And the woman was in travail with a child to be born. She brought forth a man child. The red dragon stood to devour the child as soon as it was born.
Mimusali watengi na ali mwama katengi akupepa, kuli mwana mushimani apepwe, apepa mwana chwalo. Nekuyemi dragon yefu belu kuli, ibulaye mwana hasa apepwa fiela.
And the child was caught up into heaven and the woman fled into the wilderness where she was nourished for a time and a half time, or a dividing of time.
Mihaili, haili mwana, angiro kwa lihalimu. Mimusali asabela mwali halaupa mwana ilo katulu wafana kunyana, na kunyana nilichikala nako, kamba kawahano ya nako.
Now, the woman represented the church, and the child that she brought forth was Christ. The moon under her feet was the law, the sun at her head was grace, 12 stars in her crown was the 12 apostles.
Chwale, musali nae melakeleke, mimuana na pepile nilikreste. Kweli mwata sama utu ahae nelimulao, lizazi fato ya hae nelisishemo. Linaleliza lishumika zepeli kwa mshukwe wa hae, neliba apostola baba lishumika bababeli.
And there's where at what the 12 apostles was the glory or the crowning of the New Testament. See? For no other foundations can be laid than that which is already laid.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Mikwani kona kone kunani va apostola wa lishumi kababili nilikanya ya mshukwe wa testamenti encha. Mwabona? Kakuli hakuna mtomo usili olukela kutomiwa kwanda otomirwe kale. Mwabona?
It's the foundations, the New Testament, the apostles, the doctrine of the apostles and so forth is the founding crown of the New Testament.
Ki ona mutomo wa testamente yencha, iliwa apostola, yona tuto ya apostola nizengu chwalo, kona mushu kwe wa makalelo a testamente yencha.
And then, at the moon is a shadow of the sun. The sun just reflects its light when it's behind the earth, and the moon gives light to walk by at night.
Michwale. Ni kwa kweli kimuluti wa lizazi. Lizazi limonye haliseli lalo na fela halili kwa mula walifasi. Mikipeto kweli ifaliseli la kuzama ya kalona na kuyabu sihu.
And what a beautiful picture we have here. Another beautiful picture. The sun represents Christ, the The moon represents the church. They're just like husband and wife.
Meya kisiswaniso kwa bunde niseo seluna nifa. Siswaniso sesingwe sesinde. Lizazi liyemela kreste. Haili kweliona yemela keleke. Liswana filas na muna ni msala hai.
And in the absence of Christ, the church reflects the minor life, the gospel, and it's a light to walk in until the sun rises again.
Amen.
Then the church and the sun, the moon and the sun blends together.
Meyakus na kreste, kipeto keleke imonye haliseli lelinyani, la evangeli. Miki kiliseli lakuzama ya kulona kufitila mwana apazula hape. Miki peto keleke ni mwana, ilikweli nilizazi, za swalisa na hamoho.
See, the moon is a part of the sun. And the church is a part of Christ. And while the absence of Christ, the church reflects his life.
Mwabona kweli kisi emba salizazi. Mikeleke kisi emba sa kreste. Mi hea kusina kreste kipeto keleke imonya aliseli la hae.
And then as sure as we can see the moon shining, it knows the sun shining somewhere.
Amen.
As long as the church is reflecting the light of Christ, Christ is alive somewhere. Amen. Think of it.
Michwale alugona kweli inge imonye ha, izibaku lilizazi la imonye ha kokongwi. Mihai bilefila kireke imonye alisiri la kreste. Kreste wapila kokongwi. Amen. Munahane kazona.
Now, the law was a type of the grace, but law had no saving power in it. Law only was a law was a policeman. The policeman put you in jail. But you see, it taken grace to get you out of jail. See?
Chwale, mulaone limufuta wasishemo. Kono mulaono snamata akupulusa kuona. Mulaono lifela, mulaono limupokola. Mupokola umivea mwatolongo. Kono mwabona nekutoko wala asishemo kumilukulu la mwatolongo. Mwabona?
So, the blood of Christ, the gospel, delivers us from sin. Law only makes us sinners. The law only said, you are a sinner. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Kacholo mali a kreste yuna evangeli, kona alu lukulula kwa sivi. Mulao ona ulweza fela kubaba ezalivi. Mulao fela ubulezikuli, wena umwezalivi. Usike wa uzwa, usike wa buka, usike wa paka bupaki wabu hata.
See, it's the policeman that says you're wrong and you're guilty. But the gospel is the good news.
Amen.
Christ died to save us from all of our trespasses, transgressions of the law. Christ died to take us out.
Mwabona, kimu pokola ya ule akuli ufosize, miuna ni mulatu. Kono evangeli kona makande amande. Kreste na shwezi kulupilisa kwa bumasuwalu na kaofela. Kufosiza mulao, Kreste na shwezi kululamulela.
Now, Paul, as soon as he was converted, he never consulted with any seminary, neither did he consult any ministers. But did you notice he went down into Arabia and was there 3 years in Arabia?
Chwale Paulusi, ona ana asafe tuilefela, na asika buzana nikatengo kafi kabula peli, kambani hai baku buzaba kutazi bafika ufela. Kono kana mule muhile, na ile kwa Arabia, mina alikuwa nikalili mozeta alu, mwa Arabia.
Now, this is to my opinion, that now we got to get a background of this, so we'll know how substantial it is. And the first lesson tonight, we take our background.
Chwale, see kiku ya kamuna hanoa kakuli, chwale lunanikunga maka lelo ate abaye, kululuzive mosi vezi sabuto kwa. Mitutu ya pili busibo, luunge maka lelo aluna.
Now, Paul was such a Bible teacher because he was taught under that great all-time famous Gamaliel. And he was one of the best known of the day, that great teacher of the law and the prophets. So, Paul was well schooled in those things.
Chwale Paulus neri mulumeli wabibele wamufuta wahai. Kakuli na lutilwe mwata sanda tetuna wana kukau fela yena gamalile. Mina alialimungwe walicha aziba sikwala waliza zilani. Yena muluti yomu tuna yani wamulao ni baprofita. Kona kuli Paulus na lutilwe hande mwahalali kazani.
And then I like him this way, this great revelation, being honest in his heart, a murderer, had consented to Stephen's death and saw Stephen's die under the rocks and clods of being stoned to death.
Mehape ni mutabe la kanzila ye, onasi nilo ye tuna ye, kakusepahala mwapilu ya hae. Nelisi bulai, na itu melezi kuli na afumane hile falifu la Stefani, nikuwa na Stefani haa shula mwate samachwe, nibu tuku walifu la kupoba ulo kamachwe.
I think it must have got next to Paul when he saw Stephen raise his hands to heaven and said, I see the heavens open.
Amen.
And I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Father, lay not this charge of sin against them. And he fell asleep.
Nisepakuli, nisilukila kubabu tukua hulu, kupaulu siyana aboni Stefani, hana nula mazoa hae kwali halimu miali. Nibona li halimu hali kwa luha. Nibona Jesu ingia yemi kwa li zola mulimu. Mikali ndate, usike wabali la sibise kubona. Mikia huwela mwabuloko.
Did you notice that he never died? He fell asleep. Just like, I don't believe he ever felt another rock. Just like a baby on the bosom of its mother falls asleep. Stephen's fell asleep in the arms of God.
Amen.
There's something about Paul that got next to him.
Kana mule mwile cholo, na asikashwa, na awezi fila mwabuloko. Mane inge, adilu melekuli na utueli chueleli ngwe hape. Kuswana fila sinambutu tufasi fubasa mahe, mwa kenela nga mwabuloko. Stefani na awezi mwabuloko mwama zoa amulimu. Kuna nsesi ngwe kaza Paulusi, sinesi musweli.
Then any man under conviction trying to fight it. He walks over to the high priest and he gets some letters that I'll arrest all those people that's making all that noise and those heretics.
Mie na mutu fika ufila mwate satumilo. Kulika kuiluani sa, ayakumu priste omutu na nikuyonga mangolo. Alinika tamaba tuka ufila wawo sulikuta zali ya talani. Nivuwa na wakwenu helibani.
Which is considered what we would call today some radical fanatic or something like that. Making a lot of noise and causing disturbance. We'll just go down and settle it.
Bene batali mwakubacholo. Sine lukabi zaka chenu kuli bafitelezi batu melua hulu. Kamba sisi msisi cholo. Baba suli kutazali za talili tuna ni kutisa musunga. Luka ya afila kwa tengi lioli kuzisa.
And all these road down a little old, not a great highway like we travel. Them roads in Palestine, just little trails like a cow trail through the woods. Where the cattle and the sheep and the horses and the donkeys and the camels went over the hills.
Famu spiri wa hae ninzila nyana, nesinzila ye tuna ya likululus na moluza mailanga. Nizo na ninzila za mwa Palestine zani, kitu nzila totu nyani fela, nge mokuza manga likomu mamu shitu kukuna nilikomu, nilingu, nilimbongolo, nilitonki, nilikamele, zeka mbama mwa malundu.
And Paul on his road down to Damascus, about noon one day, a great light shined Amen. Down and struck him to the ground. No one saw it but Paul. I want you to notice that.
Mi Paulus famusipili wa hae wa kwa Damaseka. Mwendi mamusipili, chualo za zeleli ngwi, liselileli tuna alili mmonya la muwise za fafasi. Akuna yana aliboni kwa nda Paulus anosi. Ni watakuli mule mwe chualo.
Right here, this is not personal now, but just so we're leading into this background, that you'll know that that same Jesus, now when he was here on earth, he said, I came from God, and I go back to God.
Mio nafa, seya kisa kwa mkunda chwale, kono bakensa fila kulilukene muama kalero atengi. Kulimukaziba kulijiena Jesu ya swana yani, chwale hana alifalifasifanaize, nizi ule kumulimu, mini kutela hape kumulimu.
Now, When he led the children of Israel, he was a pillar of fire. And he was made flesh. Then he returned back to that same pillar of fire. And when he met Paul on the road to Damascus, he was that pillar of fire, that light. See? A great light.
Chole anazama isiziba na ba Israeli. Na alisi itasamulilo, miaezwa na mamu. Nikia kutela hape kwa sita samulilo sene siswana sani. Mi, hana akatani Paulo sifamu sipili wakuya kwa Damasika. Na lisita samulilo, ona lise lilani mwabona, lise lileli tunaluli.
Paul said, who is it that I persecute? He said, I'm Jesus who you persecute, the light. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Mi Paulo si ali, kie na mangi yoni nyandisa? Mi ali, kina Jesu yosu liku nyandisa. Lona liseli, oh, kana hakiyomu ndenji.
And here he is tonight, right here with us. Had his picture taken right there, the same thing. Pillar of fire, light. Just the same as he was, same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mikiyo mo busi ubo, wanamuaha likuru na mo, siswani sosa hae, nesiswani sisufani, kiyo nantu eswana, mwabona, siita samulilo, lise likaku swana filas na mwabezi. Ya swana maabani kachenu ni kuya kuile.
Now the man that was with him did not see that light. But it was there just the same. The results give the same.
Chole vana venibali niena nebasika bonali sililani. Konone lilitengi fani ona cholofila. Lilinepo libonisa likaze swana.
Now is it possible that someone could see Christ in this building and no one else see? Sure, it happened there.
Chole kana kwako na lakuli, kuli yomu mwe wako na kubona kreste mamu ya omo, mikutokwe hape ya mwona, luli, nekweza halile cholo kwani.
It happened also one night when Peter was in prison, and that light came into the prison and touched Peter and walked right by the inner guards, the outer guards, walked by the gate, the main gate, and the city gate.
Amen.
Nekweza lile hape busi wawungi Petrosi anali matolongo, milise lilani laata matolongo, milato kuba Petrosi. Niku kena muhali kumulibele li umahali, ni mulibele li wafande, baza mayakutaha kwa munyako, ili munyako omutuna ni munyako oliba muhae.
Peter said, I must have been dreaming, but he looked around, but the light was gone. Christ, that eternal everlasting light. There he is.
Petrosi ali nisepakuli nenilola, kono ate alima kafani kafa, kono liseli neseli musile. Kristi ena wakuya kuile yani, liseli la kamitalani, kiani nalifani.
Now, on the road down, and look another thing, if we would speak of this, just come in my mind. But the wise man that followed the star, all the way from India, the Orient, months coming through the valleys and deserts, passed over observatories,
Cholefa musipiri wakuya kwani, mi amutali melento engwi, aba neluka bulela kasona. Siti lefira mamu nanuaka. Kono vana wabutali vene vala telesina leli. Kuzwele la koo kwa India. Sivakasa likweli kweli. Inge wazama ya mama vala ni mahala upa. Vafita mwali patisiso.
And they kept the time of the night by the stars. And no historian or anyone ever mentioned of ever seeing that star but the wise man. It was just meant for them to see it.
Mine waziba nako, usiu kakubala linaleli. Mea kunamu ituti walita baza kale kamba mutufi kaufela, ya ikilabule wakamba kubona naleli yani, konji vana wabutali. Nebezu fela bonakuli, vaivone.
So you can see things that the other fellow might not see. To you it's a reality, to him they don't understand.
Kacholo mwako na kubonalika, ziba saboni babangwi. Kumi na kizaniti, kuye na hali utusisi.
Just like a conversion. You can be converted and enjoying the blessings of God. Just drinking in the blessings of God and the next fellow sitting by you. Don't see a thing. That's it. I just don't get it. I don't see what it's all about. Well, he's just not getting it. That's all. Where you are.
Kusona fila inge kufetulua. Mwako na kufetulua ni kui korali mbuyoti za mulimu. Inge mumwa mwali mbuyoti za mulimu. Mimu utu ya tatama ya inezibu kaufi nimina. Hanivonisika mwabona. Kona chwalo. Fela hanili utusisi, aniponi kulikizangi. Ki hande, fela ali utusisi. Kufelile, onafo ofo muinezi.
Notice, now, Paul on his road down, and as soon as this great experience happened to him, now he wasn't satisfied. That's what makes Paul so good now.
Mulemu echwale, Paulu sifamu spiri wa haiwani. Miona fani kutiso tuna ye haitoe za lakuyena. Chwale nasika ekolusisa, saa nikona sisi za Paulu siku bahande luli. Chwale.
Our lesson tonight is not deep. It's a shallow lesson, but oh, we will get into the deep after a while.
Yeah.
But this is a very shallow lesson, but it's just starting off. And what it is, it's one thing that's exalting Jesus Christ, Paul, to begin.
Tuto ya lunabusi ubo aisika tunga. Kitu tuwe kuswani, kono oo, oh, luka kena mabutungi, kasamula wanyana. Kono ye kituto, yesika atunga, kie kuswani luli. Kono, kiku kalisafela, miseo ilisona kinto ilingwe, yeo kikutunafaza Jesu Kriste, Paulusi, kakukala.
And before he would do this, Paul was a Bible scholar. And a Bible scholar will never rest his doctrine up on experiences.
Amen.
No, sir. They'll never rest their doctrine upon experience. You can have any kind of an experience, but it must be thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Mimane asika ezakalese, Paulusi nalimui tuti wa bibele. Mikakuwa mui tuti wa bibele, na asika endeka tuto ya hae fakutwisiso, vatilisha. Nibasa endeki tuto ya bona fakutwisiso. Mwako na kubani kutwisiso ya mufuta kwa ofela, kono iluka la kubakuli kisona savulela mulena. Kiniti.
Now in the Old Testament, they had three different ways they could know a message. First the law, that was just the law. Then they had a prophet, a dreamer, and they had the Urim Thummim. Now that may be a little deep.
Chwale mwa testamenti ya kale, nibana nilinzi la zete alu za kuzibali ngusakazona. Pili nelimu lao, wani nelife la mulao. Mehape nebana ni mporofita, muloli. Minebana ni uri mtumim. Chwele seo sako na kuba sisi tungile nyana.
The Urim Thummim was the breastplate that Aaron wore on his breast. In there was 12 stones, jasper, sardis, carbuncle, so forth on down. They got all 12 of the big stones that was in the breastplate, showing that he was the high priest of every tribe, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Haili uri mtumim, nelisa palo safasifuba sanatinanga aruni. Kuso onane kuna nimacho ali shumika amabili, jasper, sardis, carbuncle, ni amangcholo. Kushetu mkacholo, nebana nimacho ali shumika amabili ama tunaka ufila. Ana limuasa palo safasi pupasani. Kuboni sakuli na alimu purista ya mtuna walusika kau fela wamasika alishumika amabili a Israele.
This breastplate hung on a pillar in the church. And when a prophet prophesied and they wanted to be sure it was right or not.
Onasa palo safasi pupase nesita mele lwa famusu mwama keleke. Nichwale mprofita ana profita minewa bataku ikolusa kulikini niti kamba neye.
The prophets or the dreamers stood before this Urim Thummim. And he told his dream or his vision, whatever he had saw.
Vaprofita kamba baloli, nebaye mafapila uri mtumi mye, mikipeto ubulela tolo ya hae kamba pono, kaufila sana aboni.
And if the sacred light, oh, do you see it? God's always dwelt in the supernatural realm.
Amen.
The conglomeration, those lights were just normal. Until this voice went forth.
Mehai bali selila butokwa, oh, kana mwabona nji, mulimu kamitana pila mwazisiwa kasabu ipiteli. Mwabu ngata maseliani, nilifela azibala fela kufitelela linzwi, le halito utwahala.
And when the voice struck those stones, if it wasn't supernatural, she laid dormant. But if it was supernatural, those lights all reflected the rainbow color together.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Michwale linzwi anelina tilefa machuani. Haiba nelisi za wipiteli, nesi inafela sisa mwenyehi. Kono haiba nelisa wipiteli, maselia nikao fela na wana alisa fela mubala wanambwa mutalati. Amen.
Then that was God speaking, that is my prophet.
Amen.
That dream came from me. It was according to the Urim Thummim that they judged.
Mihe, yani nelimu limu yanavulela. Yani kena mprofita waka. Kamba toloko yani izule kuna. Neliku yaka Urim Thummim. Kona yene aturalika.
You remember Saul when he backslid? He said he couldn't have a dream. And the prophet Samuel was dead. And there was no way, he said, even the Urim won't even speak to me.
Mwapula Saule hana awile, na ulezi kuli na pale wani hai wakuba nitolo. Mifani muprofita Samuele hana ashwile, mine kusinamu kwa usiri. Na ize ni hai wayo na Urimu, haisika avulela nina.
Nothing. Saul stood before the Urim and his words were dead thumps. See? God just refused him. And that Urim Thummim, that was Aaron's vindication of his priesthood. After Aaron going, Moses, the plate hung on the pillar.
Akuna, Saule na yemi fapila urimu. Mimanzu ya hae nelimi ngoli yeshwile. Mabona, mulimu na muhanile fela, mineli urimu tumim, yani nelipo na hazo ya runi, yabu prista wa hae. Kasamula oku ya kwa runi, mushe ni nisibia nasani, nesibelu famusumo.
Now, the Aaronic priesthood ceased when Jesus died. And now, separating the law from grace, we still have a Urim Thummim. And Paul was using it.
Amen.
See, the Urim Thummim today is God's immortal, eternal, everlasting word.
Amen.
See?
Chwale vupurista wa aruni nebufelile kanako ya ashwa Jesu. Michwale kukawahanya mulao kwa sishemo, lusana ni Urim Thummim. Mipa ulusi na haitu sayona. Mwabona, haili Urim Thummim kachenu kili nzula mulimu leli sashwi lakuya kuile lakamita. Mwabona,
for whosoever shall take anything out of this book or add anything to it. I don't want anything outside of it, but I want all it's got. That's the church we want. And all things must be proven by the word.
Kakuli kaufela ya kazu sasika mwabuka ye, kamba kweke sasika kuyona. Anilatise silikuwa ndayona. Kononi batakao ufela zeinani. Yani kona keleke yelubata. Milika kaufela lilukela kupakiwa kali nzui.
That's the reason I took a flop recently among the Pentecostal people because saying I could not understand where oil run out of your hands or blood out of your face was a sign you had the Holy Ghost. That's not scriptural. And I just couldn't take it. It's got to come from the word.
Amen.
Lani kona liba kahani palezu kuba nisichaba sama pentekota. Kakuli muli, nenisao tuisisangi kusuluwa kwa aoli, mwama zo amina. Kamba mali kuzwa kwa sifate osamina. Nelisi suposa kuli munani moya oke nile. Zani ya kizama ngolo mine. Neni pale lwa kuli utusisa. Liluke la kuzwele la mwali nzwi.
And now Paul, he just loved the word. So before he would ever witness this great experience that he had, he went down in Egypt for 3 years. I believe it was 3 years. 3 years down in Egypt.
Michwale Paulus na ala tile fela linzwi. Kacholo mane asika pakakali kaza kutwiso yetuna. Yana vile niona yani. Aya kwa ege pita kwani kali limoze talu. Nilumela kuli nelili moze talu.
And you know what I believe he done? I believe that he took the Old Testament and searched through the Old Testament and found that that was really the absolute Messiah.
Amen.
He had to prove his experience by the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my.
Mekana mwaziba zenilumela kulikona zana aizize. Nilumela kulinaangile testamenti ya kale. Nikubati samwa testamenti ya kale nikufumana kuli yani nelia na Mesia akakutala. Nana nikubonisa kutwiso ya hai kabivele. Amen. Oh mawi.
Look at him when he was in prison. You notice there's a space of Paul's life. When he was in prison there for a long time, he wrote the book of Ephesians, he wrote this Hebrew letter. See, he had time. God laid him away over there in a prison. And he wrote these letters to the churches.
Mutalime analimwa tolongo. Mulemu hekunani ninako mwabupilo wa Paulo Sifani hana limatolongo fana kwetelele. Angola buka ya maefese. Angola lingolo la maeverule. Mwabona? Nana ninako. Mulimu namu veile kwa hule. Mwatolongo mwani. Mi angola la mangolo akwali keleke.
One to the church of Ephesus. You wrote one to the Pentecostal church. Had lots of trouble with them. The Pentecostal church he had more trouble with than anybody else. Still has it. But he was thankful for them.
Lelingwi kwa keleke ya maefese. Angola lelingwi kwa keleke ya Pentecosta. Nana ni butata hulu nivona. Kileke wa Pentecosta, nana ni butata hulu niona, kufita isi likaofila. Usana ni butata, konuna itumila kabona.
The only thing he could teach them when they come in, one had a tongue, one had a psalm, one had a sensation, one had a feeling.
Ntofila na kona kubaluta, ane bataa muhali, yomu nginana ni lulimi, yomu nginana ni pina, yomu nginana ni maikutu wa kunjanja, yomu nginana ni maikutu wa mubili.
He couldn't speak to them eternal security. He couldn't speak to that predestination. He couldn't talk to them. They were babies. They all had to feel something or see something or have funny feelings and or something around, some evidences.
Nasa koni kubulela kwa mbola kubona silelezo ya kuyakwile. Nasika bulela kubona kaza kule muhi wa chimo. Nasika babulela nebalili mbututu. Kao filabona nebanani ni kui kutuwa sika sisi mwi kamba ntoisili. Kamba kubani mai kutuwa lisheha mi. Kamba sisi mwa labona upakinyana chwalo.
But I believe when he spoke to the Ephesians, he could speak on, God has predestinated us unto sons and daughters and adopted us as children in Jesus Christ
Amen.
Before the foundation of the world. Look at that.
Amen.
Korona lumela, fani ana ulezi kwa maefese. Na kona kubulea kazamu limu ya lule muhile kale, kubaba anabashima ni nivasizana, ni kuli ulwa anguzi kuli lube ku Jesu Kriste. Kusika wakale mtu mwalifasi, mutali mekuseo, mawi.
Watching come over the book of Romans and so forth. They were grown up. Oh, they spoke with tongues, sure. And they had other signs of the Holy Spirit among them. But they didn't make doctrines and sensations and little quivers and funny feelings.
Amu mugone hanza ataha mwabuka ya maroma. Nilibuka zengu cholo. Neba seba hulile. Ho, neba hule kama limi. Luli. Minebana nilisupo zengu za mwaya o kenile mwalabona. Kono nebasika ipangirali tuto. Nimai kutuwa mubili. Nikunja anjanyana. Nimai kutuwa lisheha.
Paul said, you go to extremes with that. When you ought to be teaching, you're still babies and have to have milk.
Paulusi ali, mina mufiteleza hulu kuzeo. Kantimu lukela kuluta, musalili mbututu, mimu lukela kunoma bisi.
That's what I've always tried to contend this tabernacle to be. Not a bunch of babies. Let's be grown up. Stand on the road. Oh, my. There you are.
Chole saa nikona seni likile kami takuluwa nila kulitawe na kele ye, ibe chwalo. Isi ngikubalibu ndalali mbututu. Alu hulengi shangwe. Luyeme mwamu sipili. Oh, mawe. Kifoe chwale.
So Paul goes down there first to see if his experience matches God's Bible. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful today if people only done that again? If we made our experience match God's Bible, if it doesn't, then our experience is wrong. It don't flash in the year of thunder.
Kacholo Paulusi uyakulo kwani, pili kuyobona hae bakutisi wea hae neizama ila nivivele ya mulimu. Oh, kana neisike ya bahande kachenu, hae baba tunewa kae za sani hape. Hae balweze mai kutu aluna kuzama ila nivivele ya mulimu. Hae baza maile likona kuli kutisi soya aluna ifo salire. Haina kumonye ha mwa uri mtumimu.
Amen. The flesh is in there. Amen. No, he got it. But if it doesn't, some, I don't care how good it seems, how real it looked like it was right, if those lights didn't flash on that Urim Thummim, it was wrong.
Haiba ikamonye ha mwani. Amen. Muzibekuli munaniona. Kono haiba imonye hii, mwane anate waka mbasi vonala chwanibunde. Mwane sika vonale ya kuluka, Haiba maseli ani asika mwenye afaru mtumi mifani. Neli zefo salile.
And no matter how much experience you've had, how real it seems to be, how presenting it is, how educational it is, what a great tool it is to win souls, if it doesn't flash in the Word, it's wrong. Right? It must line up with the Word.
Mia kunate wakamba muna nikutisue kumakai. Kamba ibona la chwa nikubayaniti. Mwe ibonali la kupakiwa hande, kamba inani tutue kumakai. kamba kisibiana sisi tunachwani kwa kuwina mioya. Haiba ilumelelani nilinzwi, ifosa halire. Kiniti, ina nikuzama ila hande nilinzwi.
Now, I believe in, there's a middle of the road. The road, a lot of times I used to go to a Nazarene church. The Lord bless those dear people. Old-fashioned, sanctified Methodists is what they are. Church of God, Nazarene, Pilgrim Holiness, many of those good old holiness churches.
Chole narumela mwa kuna nifahali anzila. Nzila, chole linakuzengata, nenianga kwa kilekea Nazarene. Mule na afu yole sichaba sisi ndesani. Watu wa mfuta wa kaliva Methodisti, baba kenisizwe, kuna sewa lisona. Wa Church of God, Nazarene, Pilgrim Holiness, nilikelekeze ungezengata, zaba kuke nazani.
And they used to sing a song, I'm walking in the grand old highway. Telling everywhere I go, I'd rather be an old time Christian Lord than anything I know. Good.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
Mine waopelanga pina yengwi. Nizama mwanzi lae kambama yende. Nibulela kaofila konia. Nitavela kwa mkreste wa mfuta wakale mulena. Kufita sika kaofila seniziba. Kihande, kibunde.
And then they used to talk about the highway of holiness. Now, if you read over that, they get that out of Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Now, if you notice, he said, there shall be a highway and a way.
Mine vambolanga kazanzila ye kambama ye kenile. Chole haramba mbala litabazeo. Vazu sizesa ni mwa Isaiah mwaka uhanyo 35. Chole haramba mule muwa naizi. Kukaba nzila ye kambama ni nzila likululu.
Now, and is a conjunction. See, a highway, it wasn't a highway of holiness, it shall be a highway and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Not the highway of holiness, the way of holiness.
Amen.
Chwale, ni kikukopanya, mwabona, nzila ya likululu, nesi nzila yeke nile. Kukaba nzila likululu, ni nzila, miikabizwa nzila yeke nile. Isi nzila likululu yeke nile.
And the way of the road is the middle of the road.
Amen.
It's built like this so that the waters will wash off the trash to both sides, keeping the road clean.
Amen.
If you don't, you have puddles standing in your road all the time if it isn't built right.
Amen.
The way is the middle of the road.
Kinzila yeke nile. Mimuza mairo anzila, kifahali anzila. Ipa ngilo sinachuana, ilikuli mezi atapise kwa tengimasila. Kwa mane kwa mamewe likaufila, kusi anzila ili yeke nile. Hamu mukawani mezi ainelezi mwalinzi ya zamina na kukaufila. Haiba isika pangiwa handi. Haili nzila kwa tengi, kifali anzila.
Now on this side, when people get converted, their minds is set right on Christ. And if they're just a little scholarly and don't keep under prayer, they'll get real cold and stiff and starchy and indifferent.
Chwale kwa nekule, vatu haba sikuluha, miupulo ya wona itoma handi kukresti. Mihae bawi tutili hanyani, miha ini mwata pelo, ukaba ya batelwa hulu ni kutia mulala, kuomela mulala ni kungala ngala.
And then if they're just a little bit nervous, if you don't watch, you'll just get radical and wild on this side. See, they go into sensations and everything.
Migipe tokia ikalezu nyana, fela haiba amutokomeli, ukaba fela ya ipitezi mwalika, ni kubayali angani kwa nekule. Mabona, ukena mama ikuto nilikaze mkau fela.
Now, but the real church is a real sane gospel, right in the middle of the road. It's
Amen.
Not cold and starchy, neither is it fanaticism.
Amen.
It's a real good old warm gospel, heartfelt love of God
Amen.
Going right down the middle of the road, calling from both sides.
Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Chwale, kono kelekea niti kie evangeli yanga naluli. Ifumane ya fala nzila, akie vata ni kuomele la mulala, kambani hae bakuba ye fitelezi matumelo, kie ndeluli. Ya kale, evangeli ye chisa, yali latu la mulimu, leli utuwa halila mwapilu, izama afala nzila, iviza kwa mane kwa mabili kaufela, yeo kiniti.
Now that's what, and how are you going to get that church? Right out of the word, the Urim Thummim. Now Paul wanted to get this church right in the middle of the road. So he went and studied 3 years on the scriptures that he knew.
Chwele sani kona, michwele mkafumana chwanikelekeo, Iyemi hande mwalinzwi mwa uri mtumi. Chole Paulusi na wataku Kenya keleke ye, fala anzila hande, kacholo ayo walisisa lilimoze, talu mwa mangolo, anaziba.
Therefore, Paul wrote the bigger part of this New Testament. God had him to do that because it's coming a Gentile age. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, they were Jews, but Paul wrote the most of the letters.
Kacholo Paulus kiena na ngozika loe tuna ya testamenti encha ye. Mulimu kiena ya na mulu melize kweza sani. Kakuli, nekutana kwa ya mamachaba, Mateo, Mareka, Luka, Nijuani, lievangelize ne nebalima Juda. Kono Paulus na ngozima ngolo wa mangata.
Now, notice, now we're going to start getting this background now, where he's at, writing from prison, and he's had all this experience, but first, this experience was first proven.
Amen.
And this is his key letter to it. This is his key letter. Romans and Ephesians and so forth have their place, but this is the key letter.
Chwale, amulemu he chwale. Luka kalisa kungama kalilo achwale, uka kana wa ingola, ali matolongo. Mi, unani kutiso ye kaufila. Kono pili, kutiso ye neibwanale pili. Mile kili ngolo la buto kwa la hai mwatengi. Le kilo nali ngolo la hai la buto kwa. Maro mani mae fese ni ama ngucholo. Ana nisiba kasaona. Kono le kili ngolo la buto kwa.
Now, the whole first chapter is exalting Jesus and separating him from being a prophet. That's the whole theme now. I'll try to get to it just quick as can now so we won't stay too long.
Chole kauhanya wani kaufila kiku tunafaza Jesu. Nikumu kauhanya kwa kuba mporofita. Wani kwa namukanga kakutala chole. Nikalika kufita mafate nkapi ilifila. Chole kulusi keluwa ingana kwe telela hulu.
The whole theme is separating the first chapter is separating Jesus from any prophet or any law or so forth and showing who Jesus is.
Mukanga kakutala ki kukauhanya yencha kauhanya wani. Kiku kauhanya Jesu kwa mupolofita ufikao fela. Kamba kwa mulao ufikao fela, kamba zengwe chwalo, nikubonisa yo Jesu aliena.
Now look, God, we start out the first word, God. God, who at sundry times, sundry means that way back time, sundry times, and in divers manners spake in the past unto the fathers by the prophets.
Chwale mutalime, mulimu. Luakalisa chwale. Linzu la pili, mulimu. Mulimu kalina koza ikale italusakuli kwa mula waka fo. Lina koza kale. Lina koza ikale nikami kwa emingata. Na ulezi mwa lina koza kale kwa bashemi baruna. Kaba profita.
I see God in sundry times, way back, he spoke to the fathers by the prophets. That's how he had to give his message, through his prophet.
Chwale mwabona, mulimu mwali na kozai kale kwa mula waka fo, na wulezi kwa bashe mikaba profita. Chwale uko na mwana afezili ngusala hae, kamu profita wa hae.
God would send his prophet, like Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah, and if you'll notice, never in all the history of the world, did ever the church produce a prophet?
Amen.
Search it. In the Old Testament, New Testament, or in this day, in the latter day.
Mulimu na alumiremu polofita wa hae, sina Elia, Jeremiah, Isaiah. Mehae ba mukale muha, akusika baka lefate ngumalita baza kale za lifasi. Fo kileke ikile hati sa mupolofita. Mubati semua testamenti ya kale, testamenti encha, kamba mwaliza zile, mwaliza zila maungulo.
Show me any prophet was ever raised out of the church in the last days. Show me one ever come up out. And show me one time that a prophet, a real servant of God, that the ecclesiastical system of the world didn't condemn him.
Muni wani semu polofita ufika ufila ya kila hata hakuzwelela mwakeleke, mwaliza zila maungulo. Muni wani sali mungu ya kila hata hachwalo. Mi amu ni wani senako ilingwi fomu polofita ya limutanga wa mulimululi, yo milao ya vula peli ya lifasi nesika nyaza.
Just think of it. Jeremiah, Isaiah, all down through the Old Testament, they condemned. Jesus said, you garnish the tombs of the prophets and make them white, and you put them in there.
Amen.
That's right.
Munane fela, Jeremiah, Isaiah, kushetumuka chwalo mwa testament ya kale kaofela. Nevalinya azize, Jesu naize, mubasa mabita, abapolofita ni kwa kabisa kabusweu. Mikimina mbabere mwatengi. Yeukiniti.
The church continues that. Look at St. Patrick. You Catholic people claim him. He is more Catholic than I am. That's right. But you claim him.
Kerekezo la pili ni sani. Mutali mekumuhala lei Patrick. Minasi chabasa katolika. Kimi na mumbula ile. Aikuwa katolika. Minina ni chwalo. Yeukiniti. Kono mumbula ile.
Look at St. Francis of Assisi. Claimed him. He is more Catholic than I am.
Mutali mekumuhala lei Francis wa Assisi. Mumbula ile. Aikuwa katolika. Minina ni chwalo.
Look at Joan of Arc. You burn her to a stake as a witch because she saw visions in the spiritual. Burn her to a stake and that woman screaming for mercy. And they burn her to a stake.
Mutali mekujuani wa ake. Mumu chisitifa musumo. Kutina alimuloi. Kakuli na abona lipono minali wa moya. Bamu chisitifa musumo. Mimu saliani alilea sishemo. Mibamu chisitifa musumo.
About 100 years later they found out that she was a prophetess. She was a servant of God. Oh, of course, she done a big penalty. You dug up the priest's body and threw him in the river.
Mwende kasamula walili moze muanda cholo. Vafu manakuli, nalimu polofita wa musali. Nalimu tanga wa mulimu. Oh, kakuli, mweze mulatu mtuna. Mukatile mubili wa wapurista, nikupa nepe la mwanuka.
You do garnish the tombs of the prophets and put them in there. Right. Never did the ecclesiastical system ever produce a man of God. Never did it. Hasn't today and never will. Organized religion has never been God's theme.
Mukabisa mabita aba profita. Nimwa babe amwatengi. Kiniti kwali kuva kube mtu wa mulimu yazule mamulao wazabula peli. Kwali kuba mane hakucholonika chenu. Mia kuna kuba. Bula peli bobo ngaongirwe abuskalu kiswa kimulimu.
The oldest organized church in the world is the Catholic Church. Luther II. Then comes Swingley. After Swingley comes Calvin.
Kileke ya kala huru kwa konga ungiwa kikileke ya katolika. Luther ya ubeli. Kona kuta Swingley. Kasamula wa Swingley kwa ta Calvin.
Calvin owned the Anglo-Saxons, taken up then the Anglican church. And King Henry VIII when he protested and so forth and on down to the Wesley Methodist and Nazarenes, Pilgrim Holiness and on down to the last is Pentecostal. All organized.
Calvin kuzola pili wa Anglican. Anglo-Saxons. Vai pamula. Mikona kutaka kileke ya Anglikani, mimule na Henry wabu 8, hana alua anile nizengu cholo, nikutaka cholo ku Wesley Methodist niwa Nazarene Pilgrim Holiness, nikushetu muka cholo, kutaka kuwa mafelelezo kima Pentecosta kau fila niwa unga ungilwe.
And the Bible plainly teaches that the Catholic Church is a ill-famed woman and the Protestant churches and their organizations are her daughters. Amen. Revelation 17.
Amen.
That's exactly right.
Mi bibera irutapa tala za hande kuli kereke ya katolika ki. Kimusali wali bubole imaswe. Mili kereke za wai panguli niliko panozabona. Niba na baba siza na bahaye sinulo 17. Yeo lulikiniti.
So they're not the people now. There's good in all them churches. Sainted, saved people. But God doesn't call his people by an organization. He calls them as individuals.
Amen.
Katolo kiba akisi chaba chwale. Kunani, bunde mwali kelegeza nikaofela, bahala lehi, sichaba sisipilisizwe. Kono mulimu habizangi sichaba sahai kakopano, ubabizanga kakupa mutu anosi.
God deals with individuals, whether you're Methodist, Baptist, Protestant, Catholic, or what you are.
Mulimu utalimana ni mutu kawiena. Kamba wa Methodist, Baptist, mwipanguli, ni Katolika, kamba kaofela seo lisona.
God before the foundation of the world knew you. And predestinated you to eternal life. Or either you was predestinated to eternal loss.
Mulimu, kusika wakale muto mwalifasi na amizi vile. Nikumikete la chimo kwa bupilobu safiri. Kamba kusichwalo, nemulu kuselizwe kwa kulule muhe luasi nyeho ya kuya kuile.
Not, he wasn't willing that you should be perished. You would perish. But him being infant, he had to know the end from the beginning or he isn't God.
Isingi, nasa latiku limushwe, nemukashwa. Kono ena kakubaya sapalelwi na azivile mafelele zokuzo kwa makalelo. Kusichwalo hakimulimu.
So Jesus never come to earth just to say, well, I'll see somebody be merciful. If I act and die in a hard way, they'll probably think, well, it'll persuade their hearts. And God don't run his business like that.
Kachwalo Jesu nasikata falifasi, kutobula kuli kihande, nikabona eba kuna niyakaba ni makeke, eba nikaba nikezo, minishwa, mwanzi la etata, Vaka na nakulikia ndeni na ikaba ni kususweza lipilu zabona vaka mulimu haza maisangi msebezi wa haitualo.
Jesus came for one specific purpose. That's to save those who God before the foundation of the world knew would be saved.
Amen.
He said so.
Amen.
That's right.
Jesu na atezi msebezi ulimumu wani kikuli ato pilisa ve mulimu haisa mbali fasi litomwa na azibile kuli vaka piliswa na avulezi chualo. Yeo kiniti.
So it's not him that willeth or him that runneth, it's God that showeth mercy.
Amen.
Paul said that. Same man here.
Kacholo minamwa, akiala kaza kambaye na kuna kumata. Kimulimu ya wenisasi shemu. Paulus na vulezi cholo. Kiena muna aswa na nifa.
Said that's the reason God could say before Esau or Jacob was either born, he said, I love one and hate the other.
Na ize, kona nilibaka, leo mulimu hana vulezi kuli. Mana yesa okamba Jacobo asika pepwa kali. Na ize, nilata alimungwi, minito ile yomungwi.
Before either boy was born, God knew that Esau was a shyster, and he knew that Jacob was he loved his birthrights. So he knew before the world ever was formed about it. Now we're going to find out in a minute who that was that knew it. This chapter's got it.
Mane vashima nivani vasika pepo kale, mulimu na azibe kuli Esau nali wa maswabi, mi aziba kuli Jacobo nali, na alatile tukero ya kupepo kwa hai. Kacholo na azibile, muto mwalifasi usikato mwakale kazona. Chole lukafumana cholo mwamu zuzufela, yana azibileza ni kulimangi. Kauhanyo ina nizona.
God in sundry times and in divers manners spoke to the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Has done what? Has spoken us in this last days by his Son.
Mulimu mwali na kozai kale nikami kwa yemingata, na ubulezi kwa bashemi walu na kaba profita. Mama zazi ama ungulo a, ubulezi kuluna kamwa na hae. Weze sika mangi? Ubulezi kuluna mama zazi ama ungulo a, kamwa na hae.
Now, how would you think then that what would be a prophet, would we have a prophet at the end of this day? Absolutely. Would he speak by us? Sure. But the prophets of the old day was the spirit of Jesus Christ.
Chole mukana na chwani hekuli, muprofita na kaya za sikamanyi. Kana nelukawa ni muprofita he, mwali za zile, kaniti. Na kabule ya kaluna, luli. Kono ena yaka, vaprofita waliza zila kale, nelimoya wa Jesu Kristi.
Now let's get that straight, because I don't think it's soaking in right. Now, this is just like Sunday school, so we're going to get this clear, see?
Chole, halu tu sengita wa yo hande. Kakuli anisepikuli zake na hande. Chole, yeso nafias na sikolo salasunda. Kona kulilubata kutuisa tabaye hande. Mwabona?
Notice, let's take the spirit of God that was in Moses. Perfectly, is the foreshadow of Jesus Christ. All of the Old Testament characters foreshadow the cross.
Mule muhe alungeni moya wa mulimu ono likumushe handende kimuluti wa Jesu Kristi. Ka ufilas chabasa testamenti ya kale nesipaka sifapano.
Moses, born a proper child, hid in the bulrushes, taken away from his parents, so forth. He was a king, a leader, lawgiver, intercessor, priest. Everything that he was foreshadowed Christ.
Mushe na pepirwe alimwana ya butokwa. Apatiwa mumata kanuka. Azwiswa kwa bashemi bahaye ze mucholo. Minali na alimulena. Kamba mu mweteleli mufani wa mulao. Mulwaneli mupurista. Likakao filazana lizona. Nelibu aniseza fela Kristi.
Look at Joseph. Loved of his father. Hated of his brethren. And sold for almost 30 pieces of silver. Throwed into a ditch, supposedly dead. Taken out in his persecution. Butler saved and butcher lost. Two thieves at the cross.
Mutali meku Josepha, na alatilwe kindatahe, na atoilwe kwa nabaha wena. Mi ale ikiswa kali embaze mashumi ya mala aluza silivela chwalo. Ane pero mamusima, na kalezwa kuli ushwile, azu somatengi. Mama nyandwa hae, yana atamelelizwe apiliswa, misi sinyi avulaiwa. Lisinze pelifaswa pano.
And then when he come out, he raised up out of that ditch and was set at the right hand of Pharaoh, the biggest commercial, the nation who had whipped all the rest of the world, And no man could come to Pharaoh except they come through Joseph. Amen. Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, and no man can come to God except through Christ.
Michwala nazwile, azo mwamusima me ayobe iwa kwa lizo labuli la faro, litabaze tuna za. Zana ha yene lapela lifasi, leli siyezi kaufira. Mia kuna mutu yana ataa kufaro, konji hana ataa Josepha. Jesu winzi kwa lizo labulio la mulimu. Mia kuna mutu ya kuna kutaa kumulimu, konji ka Kristi.
And when Joseph left that throne and started out, man went before him, screaming and blowing trumpets, sounding the trumpets saying, Valady! Joseph is coming! And when Jesus comes, a trumpet shall sound, and every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Yes, sir. There he was.
Michole Joseph hanazo wafalubona. Nikukala kutambala-tambala. Vana nebatafa pila hae. Ingeba huwa nikuliza litolumbita. Kuliza litolumbita wali. Hamukubame. Joseph wataha. Michole Jesu wataha. Tolumbita ikalila. Milingwele kau fela likakubama. Milulimu kau fela lukapaka. E nisha. Kia ninalifale.
And when Joseph died, he left a memorial to them who were waiting for deliverance. I put my hand on the old casket here not long ago. It was made out of lead. That his body was supposed to stay. His bones.
Michole Joseph ana ashule. Naba siyezi kupuzo. Wona veni balibere la kulamulelwa. Nenibereli zola kafali kwa telamu fukwanu. Akika la ahulu. Nelipangiru fabuta alebubunde. Memu vile wa hae. Noluke la kuina. Masapu wa hae.
Don't you bury me here. For someday God's going to visit you. He's a prophet. God's going to visit you. And said, when you go up to the promised land, take my bones.
Amen.
Alimuzika mani pumbeke la kwanu. Kakuliza zile limwi, mulimu kami potela. Na alimu profita. Mulimu kami potela. Miali, amuka ya mwana ayase piso, mulwale masa puaka.
Every old Hebrew with a beat back and bloody could look over in that casket and say, someday we're going out. Jesus left the memorial, an empty tomb.
Muheberu wakale kaofela ni mukokoto o shapakirwe inza lotafela mali. Na talima mali kwa tilani ni kupula akuli. Zazileli mwiluka lukuluha. Jesu nasile kupuzo, libitala mkungulu.
Someday when we go to the grave and our loved ones and hear the low clods when they say ashes to ashes and dust to dust and earth to earth.
Zazileli mwiluka ya kwa libita. Mivalati wawalu na nikuu tuwa tumubunyana. Hawa bulakuli mufuse kwa mufuse. Nililuli kwa liluli. Mimubu kwa mubu.
But brother, we can look across the sea to an empty tomb. Someday we're going out of here. We're going home.
Amen.
He's coming. Everything was tight.
Kono muzwale, luwa kuna kutalima mwabuse wali wate. Kwa libitala mkungulu. Zazireli ngulwazo kulomo luya kwa hae. Yena wataha, likakao fela neliswa nisizwe.
Look at David, rejected by his own people, dethroned by his own people, being a king of Jerusalem, was drove out of Jerusalem by his own people. And as he went up Mount Olive, he looked back and wept. He was rejected.
Amutali mele Davida, na hanilwe kisichaba sahabu, atululu afabule na kivatu bahabu. Kakuwa mulena wa Jerusalema, na lelekezu kwa nda Jerusalema kisi chaba sahabo. Miayo kamba mali lundula olive, ateli mafafasi, miali la ahulu, na hanilwe.
800 years from then, Amen. The son of David, Amen. King of Jerusalem, sat on the hill and wept because he was rejected. That's the spirit of Christ in David. All foreshadowed the cross.
Lili mozami anda iketali zoka zae talu kuzofani. Mwana Davida, mulena wa Jerusalema, aina fali lundu ni kulila ahulu. Kakuli na hanilwe. Wani neli moya wa Kreste ku Davida. Kau fila neli monya la fila sifapano.
Then prophets back there spoke in his name. They lived in his name. They acted in his name. Sure. God in sundry times and divers manners spoke to the fathers of the prophets. But in this last day, through his son.
Amen.
Baprofita bani kwa mulao kwani ne babulezi kalibizo la hai ne bapira mwalibizo la hai ne bazali kalibizo la hai luli muli mwali na kozai kale ni kami kwa mingata ubulezi kwa bashemi kama profita kono mwali za zilama ngulole kikamwa na hai.
So the prophets and spiritual man this day is only the reflection of Christ.
Thank God.
There by the law they stood and looked over here they stand looking back the other way through grace.
Kacholo wa profita ni vatu pamoya lizazile kipo na zofela ya Kristi. Kwa nine vaye makamulao mtalime, hailifa vaye mi inge vatalima kwa mulao kane kuleli ngui kamu hau.
That in Hebrews 11, the last chapter, I've often wondered that. In the last chapter, last part of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, when he talks about Abraham.
Kulimwama veru 11 ni kawahau nyama felerezo, ni vile ni kaka nyasa ni kamita. Mwaka uhao nyama felerezo, karulo ya mafelerezo, yaka uhao nyua 11, mwama evelu. Haa bulele la kaza Abrahama.
The great faith chapter, and at the end he said they wondered about in sheepskins and in goat skins and was made destitute and sawed asunder.
Amen.
They wondered about, no place to go, hated and despised and persecuted, of whom this world isn't worthy of such people.
Kauhao nya tumerwe tuna mikwama felelezo mi uli. Nebaza maile mwama talo ali nguni matalo alipuli. Neba fetu haba yambaeli, neba sahiwa fahali. Neba ichamba ele la fela kusinasibaka kwa kuya. Vatu wa iwa ni kushubulwa, ni kunyandiswa. Ili waoli fasile hali swanili vatu wa chwalo.
Then Paul stands and said, but without us they are not perfect. For they only look to the cross and we look through the cross. We have the Spirit of Christ. After it become human flesh and dwell among us, we come here by the Holy Ghost, which is a far better plan.
Mechole Paulus uyema nikulakuli. Kono kusinaluna awasika petahala. Kakulivu onane batalime la fiela kwa sifapano. Kono haili luna lutalima kupunya mwa sifapano. Luna ni moya wa Kristi. Kasamula umano uba mwana mayabutu ni kutoi nakuluna. Luta kamoya oke nile. Ilimulelo omundekanti.
Sometimes I wonder what Christianity expects today. A preacher going into town has to be, or some new church or some new charge, calls himself a prophet, walks up there and says, well, if they'll give me so much money, if I can have the best car, if they'll get my salary be raised every 6 months.
Mifoku ngini komoka nga kulika antibu kreste ulivela sikama inga chenu. Mukutazi ya kwa tolopo, una nikupa kamba, pabalelo ya kereke yengwe. Ye kamu viza kuli muprofita uya kwa teni ali. Kihande hai babaka nifamali ya kumafakuli. Haba nikona kubani mota enda ahulu. Hai babaka pene kaka. Kaka nakahuli iso akasamula waliko lezesi lezi.
We have to have the best. We have to have the best homes. We have to have the best clothes. What do we do when we stand in the presence of those men who wandered in goat skin and sheep skin, no place to lay their heads? Wandering about in deserts.
Runanikuba ni zende ahulu. Runanikuba ni mandu ama nde ahulu. Runanikuba ni liapalo zende ahulu. Kisika mangi sene lukaeza, ane lukae mafapila habana habani, veneba yambaela. Mwama talo alipuli ni matalo alingu. Vasinasi vaka, fakusa mezali toza wona, ingiwa yambaela mwama laupa.
And somebody can make fun of us and we're ready to quit church and not go back anymore. What Christianity requires today, we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Oh, God, be merciful to us.
Mi yomungu aka kuluseha mikipeto rituksa kungala. Keleke nikuhana kukutela kwa tinghape. Seo bukreste butoka kachenu, lulukela kui kutuanga maswabi. Oh, mulimu, ulu utwelema keke.
In that day he spoke by the prophets, but this day to his son. That was the word of a prophet there. This is the word of the son today. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Kali za zilani na kama profita. Kono hai kali za zile kikamwana hai. Laani ne lilinzula mu profita kwani. Le kilinzula mwana kachenu. Oh kufuyo really bizo la mulena.
In other words, if you're looking at the shadow, the negative, you might make a mistake. Amen. But this is developed.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The picture's clear. That was by the prophet. This is by his son. That was by negative. This is by positive.
Kama nzo mangwi, aiba mutali melafamu luti, ze sizo na mwako na kweza mafosisa. Kono se, si ulisizwe, siswani so sabo na alahande. Saa nineli kamu profita, se kikamwa na hai. Saa nineli, kasesi sisona, se kisesi wana halile hande.
Amen. You see, if there is a chance to lose.
Hallelujah.
It's a positive thing.
Amen.
This day through his son. Oh, how wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Mwasibona kana, akuna kolo ya kuluza. Kisi kama insisipo na alhande, liza zile kama na hai. Oh, akibunde nivo.
Whom he has appointed heir. Oh my. Heir of all things. What was it? It was an appointment. Oh, listen. He was appointed, Christ was, heir of all things.
Yo aketile kuyola. Oh, mawi. Kuyola likakamkana. Nelisika maisani. Neliku supiwa. Oh, muteleze. Na supilwe. Kresti na supilwe. Kuyola likakamkana.
Oh, the devil knows that from the Garden of Eden. You see, when the devil heard that word there that day, the judgment of those people, said, because you come from the dust, dust you return. And the woman's seed shall bruise the serpent's head. A promised seed.
Oh, diabolos naziba cholo. Kuzo masi mwa edeni, mwabona. Mi diabolos ya nao tuweli nzulani, zazulani, mwaka tulo ya siya basani ali. Kaku ulimuzu ile kwa liluli, muka kutila kwa liluli. Mi pewe ya musali kapia tato ya noha. Yona pewe ya sepisizwe.
Satan constantly watched for that seed. When Abel was born, he said, there you are. That's the seed. And he killed Abel. His son Cain killed Abel.
Satan katundamo na avata batile peu yani. Fani abele ana apepilwe kihali. Kifoe chwale. Yani kona peu. Mi abula abele. Mwana hae kaine abula abele.
And as soon as Abel died, he said, I got the seed. He slew it. He said, I got it. But Abel's death, Seth's birth was a resurrection again.
Amen.
Mi abela na shule. Kihali ni amuhezi peu. Aibulaya. Mi ali. Nina niona, kono lifla abele, kupepo kwa seta, nelizuo hape.
Watch how they come down. That line of Seth, they come down a humble, righteous man, on down to Enoch, on down to Noah, to the end of the antediluvian destruction.
Mutali memone bashitu mkila fafasi. Lusika lwa seta lwani, neluta fafasi. Bali baba ikoko weza, muna alukile, kutachwalo kuenoki, kutachwalo kunuwe, kutofita kwa mafirele zwa sinyeo ya munda omutuna.
Look at Cain's line. Become smart people, educated, science. Don't the Bible say, did not Jesus say that the children of this world are wiser than the children of the kingdom?
Mutali melefalusika lwa kaine. Abali batu baba butali. Baba itutile. Ba science. Kana bibela ibulekuli. Kikuli Jesu nasika bulakuli. Bana bali fasile babutali kufita bana bamubuso.
Look at the side of Seth. Cain yesterday, smart, educated, skeptic, very religious, see, very religious, but scientists, builders, great man.
Mutali melekwa nekula kaine ni kachenu hape. Babu tali, vai tutile, va anyezi, babula pelea hulu, mabona. Babula pelea hulu, kono kiva science, va yahi, vana babatuna.
Take great men, look at Thomas Edison. Many great men, look at Einstein. The brains of the world. So called today the brains of the world, but we don't try to use brains. We let the mind that was in Christ be in us and look to this world and call that so.
Munge bana baba tuna, amutalime Thomas Edison, bana banga baba tuna, amutalime Einstein, boko bali fasi, muba muvizeza akachenu, boko bali fasi, kono haluliki kwitu saboko, lutwelangana eneli ku Kristi, kuba kuluna. Melutalimela kwali nzule, nikubizazeo onachwalo.
Medical doctors, though we salute them with whatever we have, but the most of those are skeptics, agnostics. Look at the smart and intelligent people today. They're on that side over there, the Cain side.
Bala fibazamiliani. Nihalu wafali kute kalika zelu na nikaofila. Konobunga atawona kiba hanyazi. Haba sepahali. Amutali meresi ya basisi tutile. Mesesi talifile kachenu. Vainzi kwa nekuleo, ili nekulaka ine.
But look at the humble and meek.
Amen.
Be the name of the Lord.
Praise God.
There you are.
Kono mutali mele baba Yeshua ni baba Musa. Kiyozuo yami na fo hape. Ho kufuyo lweli vizo la mulena. Kifoe chwale.
Notice he made him heir of all things.
Amen.
By whom also he made the worlds. Who made the worlds? Christ. Christ made the worlds, yes, sir. Let's go just a little further.
Mulemuhe, umweze kuyola likakamu kana. Yonaze kainaze bupilo kaufila. Kima nga bupili fasi? Kreste. Kreste kena bupili fasi? Nisha. Alu nifa patanyana.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his presence. The brightness of whose glory? God's glory. The express image of whose presence? God's.
Amen.
Oh, I love this.
Kiena eli ponalo yakanya hai. Nisi swaniso sase alisona. Ponalo yakanya mangi? Kanyamulimu. Nisi swaniso sakubatini kwa mangi? Samulimu. Oh, now let us say.
The express image of his person and upholding all things by the word.
Amen.
There you are.
Praise God.
The word that upholds all things. Jesus said in Matthew 24, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away.
Amen.
You uphold all things.
Kamba yeli ponalo ya vutu wa hai. Ni uswalali kakamu kana kalinzwi. Kifo echwale. Kili nzwi, leli swalali kakamukana. Jesu naize mwa Mateo 24, lihalimu nilifasi likafila. Kono hali manzu waka, hana kufila. Uswalali kakamukana.
Science tries to down it and say, it's an old book, it's been translated. Even the Roman Catholic Church, Bishop Sheen said that's been translated 4 or 5 different times and not much to it. You couldn't live by if you had to. But he upholds all things by his word. Amen. That's what I think about it. I believe the Bible.
Amen.
Sayansi likakuli kutiseza matasi nikubulakuli kibuka ya kale ise itolokilwe. Mane ni haiba kileki ya katolika ya Roma, Bishop Shini naize, se itolokilwe na kozene kambaze katalizo ze shutana, miya kize tuna zayona. Hamukoni kupila kayona, haiba mbata kupila. Kono ye na shangwe uswalali kakamu kana kalizula hai. Amen. Sani kona seni na hana kayona, nalumela bibele.
The word of his power. There's power in the word. When he had by himself purged our sins, look here, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Linzula mata hai. Kunani mata mwalinzwi? Ama no feza kutapisa livi zaluna. Mutali mefa. Ayoina kulabulio labulena wakwa halimu.
What's Paul trying to do? He's trying to show that God purposed all things in Christ and Christ was the express image of God.
Kisika manisa likakweza Paulusi, ulikaku wanisa kulimulimu na lelileli kakamu kana kukreste. Mi kreste nelipona halo, ye pete hile, yasu wansusamulimu.
The entire rest of the chapter deals with how that he was higher than angels, higher than all powers. Angels worshipped him. Paul was trying to magnify him.
Karulo yesi yezi kaufela yaka wahanyo italimana, nikamwa vezi omutuna kufita mangeloi. Kufita mataka ufila. Mangeloi na mukubamela. Paulus nalika kumutuna faza.
Now, I want to try, if I don't get any further than this, the rest of it just magnifying Christ, what Paul says, over here, like in the 11th chapter. And all by talking about the world, he said, what angel did he say, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee? See?
Chole ni batakulika, haiba nisa fitifaule kufitilela faa. Zesi yezika ufila kikutunafa za kreste. Sabu lea Paulusi kulofa inge mwaka wahanywa 11. Nikubulela kazali fasi naize kuli ki kilingelo ilifi lana abulezi kuli. Wena umwanake za zile ni kupepile. Mwabona?
In the world, they shall perish. The world shall perish. And all the things of the world shall perish. He would hold them up like a vesture. They'd be old and turn and go away, but thou remainest.
Amen.
Mafelezo lifasi bakayundiswa, lifasi likayunda, kono haili, minili kakao fela za lifasi likafela. Ukali swala hamoho ingesa apalo, wako na kusupala, ni kufetuha, ni kuikela, kono wena usiala wana cholo.
Thou remaineth forever, like my son, this day I have begotten thee, and will never perish, sitting at the right hand of the majesty.
Wena wina kamita, wena umanake, zazile ni kupepile, mia unakushwa. Winzi kwa lizo labulio, labule na.
What does right hand mean? Not God's got a right hand and somebody sitting on it. Right hand means the power and authority.
Amen.
Got the authority of everything in heaven and earth and all the heavens and earth is made by him.
Kanti lizo labulio, litalo sasikamanyi. Hakikuli mulimu nani lizo labulio kukwenzi mutu. Lizo labulio litalu samata ni puso. Una ni puso yali kakao ufela mwali halimu ni mwali fasi. Nima halimu kakao ufela nilifasi. Aizwe kayena.
Now who is this great guy? This great fellow, Christ. Here, God and Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is not, it's a trinity, but it's not a trinity of people. It's a trinity of office of one God.
Chole mutangana tunayo kimangi, yena mulikanyo mutunayo kreste, faa mulimu kundate mwana ni mwe aoke nile haki, kisi lalu, kono haki kisi lalu sabatu, kisi lalu sali ofisi, samulimu alimungwi.
He was the father leading the children of Israel. That was his office, the great Jehovah Father. And he dwelt on earth called the Son. And now he dwells in his church called the Holy Ghost, not three gods, one God.
Amen.
And three offices.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Na aliena ndate na azama isaba na Waisraeli. Yani neli ofisi ya hae yena Jehova ndate yomutuna. Mi ato upila mwalifasi abzo mwana. Michwale upila mwakeleke ya hae ubizo mwaya uke nile. Hakibali mbaba lalu kimuli mwalimu mwi mwali ofisi zetalu ndate mwana ni mwaya uke nile.
People try to make him three different gods. God the Father, that's the reason the Jews, you never bring this to a Jew. No, that there. He's got a commandment. I'm one God. There's only one God.
Batubali kakumweza balimu baba lalu baba shutana. Mulimu ndate. Leo kona libaka. Majuda muko nishangwe. Amuna kutisaze cholo kumujuda batili. Sani. Kubafo. Hakoni. Unani mulao. Oli kina mulimu nilinosi. Kuna nifila mulimu alimungwi.
In Africa they baptize three different ways. They baptize once for the Father, once for the Son, and once for the Holy Ghost.
Mwa Afrika bakoloweza kalinzi ya zete alu ze shutana. Bakoloweza hangwi kandate. Nihangwi kamwana, nihangwi kamwe yao kenile.
The apostolic faith mission, they baptized three times face forward to his death. What they call the full gospel on the west coast, or the east coast, baptized three times backward, said he, unto his burial.
Va apostolic faith mission, va koloweza halalu sifate ukutalima kwa pata, kwali fulahai. Baba vizu wakuli, evangeli yetezi, kwali kambalawiko, kamba, bakwali kambalaupa, va koloweza halalu kwa mulao. Na avulezi kuli, uka... Kwa kupumbe kwa kwa hae.
And he said when he died, he fell forward. And I said, oh, he's a buried man on his back. Just the little technical things when they're both wrong.
Amen.
Both wrong according to the scripture. This is the Urim Thummim that settles it.
Miki hali, miana ashule na awezi kwa pata. Yomu nguli, libelela, mulukela kupumbe kwa mutunza kanami. Kilika nyana fila za wipi telikanti. Mane sibeli sabona bala teile. Sibeli sabona bala teile kuya kama ngolo. Ye kona uri mtumimi, ya fezali kakao fila.
Now here, let's just picture that out and see what it looks like tonight. Here it is, if you want to see it. In all of about 25 years I've been a minister, I've studied that.
Cholefa alutali mengi swani soseo hande, ni kubona kuli, kulisibona ala chwani, usiubo. Kisefa, haba mbata kusibona. Mwala lili moze mashumi ya mabeli, ni haa kitali zoo, nibile mkutazi. Nibali sizeli tabazeo.
And I've often wondered at gifts in the church. What is those gifts? Prophecy, speaking with tongues, interpretation of tongues, divine revelation, and so forth. That's all comes through Christ.
Mini vile niko mukanga kalimpo mwakeleke, limpoza ni kili kama nyi? Si profita, kubulela kama limi, kutolo kama limi, sinulo ya umulimu, nizengu cholo. Zani kaofea litaka kreste.
Now look, Christ is the head of all things. And he's the head of the church. And did you ever see a big diamond? A great big diamond that is chipped right. It's got little chips knocked off of it. Chipped off of it. That makes a correct diamond.
Chole mutalime, kreste kie na toho ya likakaufila. Mi kie na toho ya keleke. Mi kana mkire mwa wana diamond yetu na. Diamond yetu na yewa sizwe hande. Ina nimane kwa mbangwe azule kuyona. Acha kuzikuyona. Sani kona, seisi panga diamond yelu kile.
What's the chips for? The real diamond, the way it comes out, it's been bruised. The real diamond, when it's found, I was in Kimberley. You, many of you, have heard you can pick up diamonds on the street. That's correct.
King is a chakulewa. Diamond ya niti, moi wanalila. Iho lofalizwe. Diamond ya niti. I say fumanwe. Ninili mwa Kimberley. Minabu ngate wamina. Mutule kuli mwa kuna kunopama diamond manzila. Yeuki niti.
Billy and I, Mr. Bosworth, the president of the Kimberley Diamond Mines, he was my usher in the meeting there.
Bili Nina nibo Bosworth mwetereli wa mikoti ya Diamond kwa Kimberly, na angile na alimu yemeli famu nyako mamu kwa panokwani.
And they take this over and just out of, they mine them about, oh, about 1,700 feet under the earth, they come out of blue stone. Big blue like this blue stone you get around here.
Mibalu isa kwa tengi, miguzo wa fila mwa, vali lafanga mwendi, oh, kali ngoko la zeli kana mianda ye 17, mwatiasi mwamuhu. Vazu se zafande, lichwe la mubala wandilu, landilu leli tuna, inge lichwe la wundilu, lemuna nikwanu.
And those natives, they put them 1,700 feet in the ground to mine them to keep the price up.
Mibaba pila kwa nibani, vaa vea mwamu vuli ngoko la zemi anda 17, kulibali lafe, ilikuli teko ipahame.
You go on the river there, they got it guarded for hundreds of miles, take 2 10-gallon buckets, he said, to pick it up full of sand, and if you could get home with it, you'd be a multi-millionaire, there'd be so many diamonds in it. But they have to work and mine them to keep the price up on them.
Mwako na kuya kwanuka kwani, vaa silelelize kali maili zemi anda anda, mungeli hemeleze mashumi ya mawele atezi, meali, ni kwa nanula atezi, atezi lishabati. Ni hawa mwako na kuafitisa kwandu, mwako na kubaa, nduuna yana nima milio na mangata ngata. Kukawa ma diamond ya mangata hulu matengi. Kono, vana ni kupeleka ni kwa lafa, kuliteko ipahame kuona.
Now, the diamond when it comes forth, it's just a big smooth, round, like piece of glass. There's a blue diamond, black diamond, emerald, and a clear diamond, white diamond.
Chole diamondi, haizuse za fandi, kie tunafela, ye telela, ye likanela, inge liemba za magilasi. Kuna ni diamond ya mubala wandilu, diamond yensu, emerald ni diamond ye kenile hande, diamond yesuewu.
But when it comes forth, then when it's made and put into use, there's a part of that diamond has to lose. And it has to lose the chips off of it.
Kono haita acholo, mechole ase ezizwe, ni kuitu siswa, kuna nisie mbasai diamond seo. Sesi luke la kususwa kwa tengi. Mi ina ni kususwa kwa tengi. Za fahali mwayona.
Not little chips, because when it comes in direct light, like that, it makes a sparkle. The chip, what makes a sparkle, the way it's cut.
Kuchakula kwa tengi hainyani maneku, kakuli aitali mana niliseli, sinachwalo, yabenya. Zee chakuzu kwa tengi, sesi ezi sakuli imonye, kimoi pumezwi.
It's cut, chip, and then when it does, it makes a sparkle, and one will go a green light, the other will go a blue light, and maybe another emerald light, a red light, and different lights go from it, like a rainbow color. They call it fire in the diamond.
Ipumilwe kuchakulwa michwale, haili chwalo ya monyeha. Milu monyi luka monyi alisiri la butala, lolungi luka monyi alisiri la undilu, mimwe ndilu monyi lolungi, kiliseli lisiri, liseli la emerodi, niliseli lelifubelu. Ni maseli ashuta na chwalo akamonya kuyona. Nge mubala wanambwa mutalati. Vali bizakuli mulilo mwa diamondi.
Now, each one of those lights represents gifts. But it's only Christ is the diamond. And he was the one who came and was bruised and wounded and chipped. That he might reflect himself back as a light to the world. He's that master diamond.
Chole lelingwi la maseli ani liyemela limpo. Kono fela ki kreste kiyena diamond. Mina liyena ana atile mia pumbekwa. Mana holofazwa ni kuchakula. Kulia kone kumonya iliyena liseli kwa lifasi. Kiyena diamond yetu nani?
Could you imagine before there even was an earth? Before there was a light? Before there was a star? Before there was anything?
Munane fela mane kusikaba kale lifasi. Kusikaba kale liseli. Mane kusikaba kale na leli.
There's a great fountain going forth of spirit. And out of this fountain came the most pure of love. Because there was nothing for it to come from there but love.
Kuna nisi buba sisi tuna sisi buba samoya. Mikuzo mwasi buba se kwa wali lato leli pete ila hulu. Kakuline kusinasika sene sika wazo mwani kwa ndali lato.
Now we what we call love today is a perverted love. But just as we get an essence, or a little bit of that love in us, it changes our whole opinion.
Chole luna selubiza lilato kachenu, kililato lili yangani. Kono lusawa fila ni malika nyiso, kamba siemba nyana salilato la nikuluna. Sika chincha minano ya luna kaufila.
Then out of there come another stream of this main fountain, the diamond. And it was called righteousness. Absolutely righteousness.
Mikuzo mwani kwa tanu kayengwe. Kuzo kwa sibu wa sisi tunasani, ki diamondi. Mine hibizo wakuli yelu kile. Kielu kila luli.
Now, that's the reason we had to have law. That's the reason law has to have judgment. If your judgment doesn't follow law, law doesn't do no good.
Chole la ni kwa nalibaka, lene luvezi mulao. Leo kwa nalibaka mulao, hau luke la kubawa ni katulo. Haiba kuna katulo yela tila mulao, kuna kuli mulao, hakiyo munde.
And when judgment was passed by law, which brings death, and there's no one who could pay the penalty but God himself.
Michole katulo hane ilifilwa kamulao, oti salifu. Mine kusina na kuna kulifatifu ya tenyi, kwanda mulimuka sivili.
And he paid the penalty of our death and took our sins upon him that we might be the righteousness of God through him.
Mikali fatifu yalifu, mi alwa la libizalu nafali mwahae, kulilwezwe, baba lukile ba mulimuka yena.
Now, when these great lights went out, or great rays of spirit, love, peace, that's all there was. That there was no suffering, there was no hate or no malice. It couldn't come from this fountain. That was Jehovah. That was Jehovah God.
Chwale maseli ya matuna a, na amonye ile ani, kamba mamonye matuna amoya, lilato, kozo, onafela zene ilite insani. Nekusina manyando, nekusina ni, nisi toyo, kamba nipilu seta, nelisike guzo kwa sububase, yani neli Jehovah, yani neli Jehovah mulimu.
And now, as the theologians call it, a theostophy went from that, which was called in the scripture the logos that went out of God. It's hard to explain, but it was a part of God.
Mechwale sinabai tuti bazabula peli mwabali vizeza, mubili wabungeloi onozule kusani. Zene ebizwa chwalo mwama ngolo kuli logos. Ki logos yene zule kumulimu, kutata kutatula zeo. Kono one lisi yemba samulimu.
Now here's what happened. I just get on this. This gets me right where I love it.
Amen.
The Logos and this great fountain, of spirit, which had no beginning or no end.
Swale kise, sene se zahalile. Ho, muni swalile. Ni fite fila kuse. Se sini fit sa fila, funi la tahulu. Mwabona? Yona Logos. Miona sibuba sestuna se, sibuba sestuna se samoya. Sene sisi nama kalelo, kambani haiba mafelelezo.
This great spirit began to form in the creation. And a logos that went out from it was the Son of God.
Ona moya omutuna, ono kalele kubupiwa wo, mwa pupo, mihaili logosi, yene zule kuyona, neli mwana mulimu.
And it was a theostomy, which means a body. And the body was like a man. Moses saw it when it passed through by the rock. And he looked at it and said, it looked like the hind part of a man.
Neliona mbwonale la unosi. O moya, no nani. Mine lisi bupi wa sabungeloi. Sesi talusa kuli mubili. Mi mubili, no sona sina mutu. Mushe na uboni ya anatofita. Mwalichwe, miau talimelali. Ne ubonali lesi na mkokoto wa muna.
It's the same type of body that we receive when we die here. Amen. If this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting.
Amen.
That was it. And that was the theostomy, which was the Son of God.
Kimubili wa mufute woswana, oluka amuhela, aluka ashwafa. Aiba tabenake lalifasi yesi nyeha, lunani ye nguye liberezi, wani neliwona. Miwani neli wabungeloi, yana alimwana wamulimu.
That Son, that Logos, became flesh because we were put in flesh. And the theostomy, the Logos, became flesh here among us. And it was nothing else but the dwelling place for that entire fountain dwelling.
Mwana yani, yona Logos yani, yafe tuhanama. Kakuli nelubeilu mwanama. Mihaili mubili wabungeloi, yona Logos. Watobanama, ona muhalaluna. Mine sinto isili. Fela kwanda sivaka sakupila. Kakule onasi buba mutumbi sani kao fela. Nesi pila kuyena.
Oh, do you see it? There it is. That was the one that in... Looky here, let's turn now right quick to Hebrews the 7th chapter. just for a moment of grace, God being willing, let's see what it looks like here.
Oh, kana masibona, kisani fani. Yani nelie na sani mwa amutalime kwanu, alu apule nginchwale kapili mwa maheveru kawahanyo abu 7. Fana kunyana fila ya sishemo, mulimu halata. Alu wana inkuli, wana la chonifa.
Abraham, how much time we got? We got 10 minutes. All right, we catch this and we finish up next Sunday, Lord willing.
Amen.
Abraham, lunanina kwe kumakai, lunanimizu zuye lishumi, kulukile. Luswale se, miluka asifeza hape kambala sunda, mule na halata.
Abraham was returning from the slaughter of the kings for this Melchizedek, king of Salem. How many knows what Salem was? Jerusalem.
Abrahama ana akuta kwa kubula amalena. Kakuli Melchizedeke yo mule na wa Salema, kibabaka ibabazi basibaka, kimangi kana Salema, nelikai, Jerusalema.
King of Salem, prince of the most high God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. Listen. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all.
Mulena wa Salema, mulena wa mulimu, mwambaka ni apahami, yana akata ni Abrahama hakuta kwa kubula malena, mi amu fuyola, hamuteleze, kuyena hape Abrahama amu fakarulo ya bulishumi ya tutuka ufela.
First being by interpretation the king of righteousness, after that also the king of Salem, which is the king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor ending of life.
Pili hakutaluswa kimule na wakuluka, mila uweli kimule na wasalema, ili kutawasakuli kimule na wakozo, asinanda tahe, asinamahe, asinalusika, kusinafa akaremazazi, kamba maferelezo abupilo.
A king come down from Salem and met Abraham coming from the slaughter of the kings, and this king didn't have no father, had no mother, had no beginning of days or ending of life. Who did Abraham meet?
Mulenana azwele kwa Salema, mi akata na Abraham hana akuta kwa kubula amalena. Mi mulenayo nasinanda tahe, nasinamahe, nasinama kalero amazazi, kamba maferezo abupilo. Kanti Abraham nakata na mangi.
I think he didn't have no father. He didn't have no mother. He never had a time that he began, and he never has a time when he'll end. So that same king of Salem has to be living today.
Amen.
You see it?
Chwale munahane, nasina ni haiwa ndatahe, nasina ni haiwa mahe, nasina ni haiwa nako fana kalezi, mimane hana ni haiwa nako faka afirela. Kacholo inamule na wasale maya swana yani, una nikuba ya pila nikachenu. Amen. Mwabona nji?
It was that theostomy, that was that son of God.
Amen.
What Salem? That Jerusalem which is above.
Amen.
That Abraham being blessed was searching, trying to find the city whose builder and maker was God.
Neliona mubili wabungelo iwani, ono limu anamulimu. Salema mangi, yona Jerusalema ya kwali halimu yani. Yena Abrahama yani hafu yolwa, akala kubata kuli afumane. Kuli kufumana munzi, womu yahi ni muwezi, kimulimu.
He wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, everywhere destitute, wandering and was seeking a city whose builder and maker was God. And he met the king of that Salem coming down, and he paid him a tenth of all the spoils. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, Brother Grimm, that was him. That was him.
I am by Elinza, Tinema Taralingu, Nimatarali Puli. Kai ni Kai, Mukunyandela inza Yambaela. Mina asuliku batabata munzi, o muyai mwezi waona nirimulimu. Miakata na mulina wasale mayani. Inza shetumuka, mi amu fasabuli shumisa tutu ya heka ufila. Amen. Yani kiena. O muzwale Graham. Yani neliena. Yani neliena.
Abraham seen him again. One day he sat in the tent. He looked coming up there and he seen three men coming. You know, there's just something about a Christian that he knows spirit when he sees it. When he just knows it.
Abraham na mubuoni hape. Zazire yungina inzi mwatende, atali melafaule cholo. Kiabona bana inge bataha.
There's just something spiritual about it. Spiritual things are spiritually discerned.
Amen.
You know, he can just tell it. If he's really bought, my sheep know my voice.
Mwaziba kuna nisika sisi mifela. Kamu kresti. Seo aziba kaza moya hai basi bona. Miha, wasi ziba fela. Kuna nisisi mifela sa moya kasona. Li kaza moya lilemuwa kamoya. Mwaziba, ee. Wako na kusilemuwa fela. Hai baluli upepirwe. Li nguzaka li utwali nzulaka.
And he just knew there was something. He run out and he said, come in my Lord. Sit down. Stop a little bit. I'll get a morsel of bread. Put in your hand. I'll wash your feet. Rest yourself. Think on about your journey. For you come to visit me.
Mi aziba fira kuli nekuna nisisi ngwi. Kiha mati lafande. Mi ali. Akutaye mwahali mulenaka. Ina fafasi. Ukatule nyana. Nika lukisa sinkwa nyana. Nikutambeke mwali zoho. Nika kutapisa kwa mautu. Wika tulisa nyana. Kona ukazo la pili. Mwamu sipili wa hao. Kakuli uu. Utiloni potela.
Up in the barren lands. Taking the hard way. The way with the Lord's despised you. While Lot was living in riches. The nephew down there. But he was living in sin.
Amen.
That's what most riches produces. Is sin.
Kafo mwana hayo mile. Uza maile mwanzi ya etata. Ilinzila ya baba kendilwe. Baba likani bamulena. Kanti hai ilo tayena na pila mwabu fumu. Mwana hake zila hai kulokwani. Konona pila mwasivi. Zeo kona zeo fumane hahangata mwasifumu kisivi.
So Abraham brought him up while he got a little water and washed your feet. He ran out into the calf and got a fat calf into the herd and killed it. Give it to a servant to dress and said, Sarah, need your meal.
Kacholo Abraham abatisa. Anasa angile mezi nyana nikuta apisa mautuabona. Ama tela kwa namani. Miangana mani mamutapi mi aibu laya. Aifa kumutanga kuli aibu he ni kwa pia miali. Sarah, lubali ngende.
You know what kneading it is? Means, you know, mom used to have an old, kind of like a wedge she had in the meal barrel. Did you ever see one of them with the sifter? And it had a wedge in there, you rake the meal, you won't get heavy like that and rake it through like...
Mwaziba seo kuluba kuli, kutawu sasikama nyi? Mwaziba boma, nebabanga nisiemba sakali. Mufuta walisila, nebana ni nivupi, mwasi ngongolo. Kana mkile mwabona, limungu mwabona, nisefa. Mikubelwe lisila mwatengi, mwanyunga vupi mwaziba. Nikubea kabungata cholo, nikubu nyunga cholo.
I've seen mama do it many times, the wedge. Have little round things, got a little screen wire on it. She get that kneel up and sift it like that. She want to pat it back and forth like that and then take the wedge and rake it around like that to get it all down.
Niboni boma inge baeza cholo. Linakozenga ata lisila, libanga ni waya yebu nolo. Ya sefa sefa kwa tengi cholo. Nibanga kabupi, wa nikubu nyunga cholo. Maziba, nikufefula kwa pata, nikwa mulao sina cholo. Miniku ngalisila, nikulitateza kwa matuko sina cholo. Kulikao felalona, lifite fafasi.
And that's when we have to go down and get our meal, ground to old grist meal, and the big old burrs, you know, heavy, made real cornbread, you saw logs all day on it.
Mifoko na folu kona kubanibu piwaluna, wulu vilu ya hande kwa sika osama zoho, minimito seyemi tuna maziba, yemingata nelikupangasi nkwaluli sambonyi, nemukasa hama bala musia likao fela inge musakusi.
So then, said need some meal right quick and make some whole cakes right here on the hearth right quick. And... they milked the cow and got some milk, and they got churned it and got some butter.
Kacholo he ali, luba kwate ni bupi, akufa kapili, ni mubese kwate ni mangende, ona famu lilofa. Akufa kapili, miba hamakomu, nikuba ni mabisi. Miba shimba, ba kundunga kweza mafi aona.
And then they went and killed the calf and got some meat, and they fried the meat, got the buttermilk, cornbread, and got some butter to put on a hot whole cake. Oh, that's really good. And they smeared it all on there, and he took it out and set it down to these three men.
Mihawa yobulayana mani nikunga nama kwatengi. Vahalika nama, vanga mafia mabisi, sinkwa sambonyi, nikunga mafiani, kulamba kwa mangende achisani. Oh, awa, akibunde nivo. Miba lamba fati nkaufila. Mikiaba isi zaona, nikuba tomela, vana babala luba.
And while they were eating, they kept looking towards Sodom. And after a while, they got up and started walking away. And he said, Abraham, said, you won't keep it from me. I can't keep from you what I'm going to do. I'm going down there. The sins of Sodom's come in my ear.
Miyane basulikucha, ne basulikuta limila kwa Sodoma. Nikasamula onyana, vana nuha, miba kalakuya. Mikiali, Abraham, ali, aonaku nipatela. Aniko niku kupatela sinikaiza. ni yakulo kwani livizaso Dodoma lifitile mwali zimezaka.
Who was a man dust all over his clothes and sitting there eating the flesh of a calf and drinking the cow's milk and eating some whole cake cornbread and some butter? Who is this strange fellow? Three of them sitting there.
Muna ya nina limangi, marulifali ya paloza haika ufila, miingi ya inzifani asuli kuchana maya nko mwana. Nikunuwa mabisi ya komu ni kuchama ngende, ana nilisuba fahali, ae zizwe, fambonyi ni mafi. Kanti mutu yo wa mwengi, kimangi, waweli kamba babala lubabona, inge ba inzifani.
Dust all over his clothes? Oh yeah, we're from a far country. Yeah, way away. And so, well, who were they?
Maluli kwa li ya paloza haika ufila, Luzo kwa na haya kwa hule, kwa hule hule. Mikacholo abule akuli, kihande, nelikuwa mangibani.
He said, I can't keep from Abraham, seeing that he's the heir of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
I reveal my secrets, other words, to those who are heir of the earth. That's where the church ought to be today. That's right.
Kihali, anikuwa nikupatila Abraham, kakubwa na akuli, kimucha sanda walifasi. Amen. Na patula likunutuzaka. Kama nzwa mangwe, kubani baba libachi basande salifasi. Foko na foi lukela kubakele kika chenu. Yeo kiniti.
Get the secrets of God, know how to hold yourself and act and what to do, how to walk and how to live with the air of the earth. Right.
Mungeli kunutuza mulimu muzibe mwakui pabalele la minabangi. Nikweza, nisakweza. Ni mwakuza maela, ni mwakupilela. Luba chibasande salifasi. Kiniti.
He reveals it to you because you won't keep nothing back. That's why we're watching these things come to pass the world. And, that's a bunch of fanaticism. Let them say it. The air of the earth knows these things.
Wali patula kumina, kakuli hakuna asaka mipatela. Kona halu wanali kaze hali ya zahala. Lifasi libu yakuli, sani kisi shangata sakufiteleza tumelo. Aba ulelezeo, mchasa andasa lifasi, wazi wali kaze.
They shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Kakuli bakabi zoba na wamulimu, mbuyoti kia baba ishua, kakuli bakayo la sandasali fasi.
He makes his secrets known to him, reveals it to him, showing him what to do and how to live, forsaking the things of the world, walking godly, living godly in this present world, walking on with him. Let the world say what they want to.
Uzibisali kunutuzai kubona, ulipatula kubona, kubaboni sasa kweza, ni mwakupilela. Kutobwali kazali fasi, kuzama ya kabu mulimu, ni kupila kabu mulimu, mwali fasi la chwalele. Haba nzibazama ya hama oniena. Mutuwe ilifasi, libulelezeo bata kubulela.
So he said, I can't keep this secret from Abraham, because seeing he's the heir of the earth. But, he said, I'm going down to destroy Sodom. I'm going down.
Kachalo kihali, aniko ni kubulu kakunutuye, kupatela Abrahama. Kakuli, kakubona kuli, kimu chasanda salifasi. Kono kihali, nikaya kwa kusinye Sodoma, na ya kwa tengi.
What do you go do, mister? Where are you from? What's it all about?
Kisi kama insoya kwa kweza mungaka, uzo lela kaiwena, kilita bazangi kaufela.
Come to find out, he said, and another thing, Abraham, you've waited 25 years for this promise I give you. You done got all the bird eye up and the pins and everything for this baby 25 years ago. You still been waiting on me.
Atof manakuli naize, mintu engu Abrahama, ulivelezise piso ye li moze mashumi amabeli, kaze katalizo yona, yene nikufile. Mane uluksize kale nilia palo zambutu tubo, boli pini nilika kaufela zambutu tuyo. Li moze mashumi amabeli za katalizo kwa mulaho. Usani libelezi.
Now I'm going to visit you just about the time of life, according to time of life. Next month I'll be with you.
Chole nika kupotela vuka ufifela nina kwa yabupilo. Kuyakana kwa yabupilo. Kuelieta ha, nikaba niwena.
And Sarah back in the tent. And this man had his back turned to the tent, talking to Abraham like this. And Sarah went. He said, what made Sarah laugh?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, how about that? That was quite a telepathy, wasn't it?
Misara kwa mulao mwatende. Mimuna yo, natali msizemu kukoto wa hae. Kwa tende, inza ambola ni Abraham asinachwana. Misara ali. Kihali. Kingi, sasa izisara. Ho. Kuchwa nikaseo. Kwa nine likunu wa afela nchwani?
What made Sarah life? Sarah said, no wonder. I said, oh yes, you did. She was scared. She was trembling.
Kingi sana sisa izisara. Sara ali, vatili, hanisikasea. Ali, usehile. Nasaba, nasole kunjanja.
Who is that can know what she's doing back in the tent? That's that same God that's with us today. Same one. He knows all about it, see. He just reveals it as you have need, see.
Nelimangi yani, ya nazibile sana eza, kwa mula umatende. Yani kie na mulimu ya swana, yali nilu nakachenu. Kia swana, wazibali kakamukana, mwabona. Ulipa tulu langa fela kuya kamamuto kwezi. Mwabona.
What you laugh about? See his back turned to it. The Bible stated that, and his back was turned to the tent. But he knew it. What's she back there doing this, you see? So he said, I'm going to visit you.
Kisika maiso seha, mwabona, mkokoto wa hae inge ufulalezi kwa tenye. Vivele bulezi cholo. Kuli mkokoto wa hae ne ufulalezi kwa tende. Konona zivile. Kisika mangiye nasaeza kwa mula kwani. Weza se mwabona. Kachwalu kiali, nika kupotela.
Who is this strange fellow? You know what happened? He walked right out there and vanished. And the Bible said that that was Almighty God. Jehovah, that great fountain, that theosophy, that logos.
Kanti muna yo wa mwenye kimanyi, mwaziba senese za alile, ayema ni kuzuza Miami alikelelwa. Mimi vile ibulezi kuli, yani neliye na mulimu ya mata kaufela, Jehovah, onasibu basis tunasani, mubili wabungelo iwani, lumuanyi lwa logos.
Some preacher said to me some time ago, said, Brother Branham, you would actually think that was God, would you? I said, the Bible said it was God. Elohim, which he was Almighty God, the El Shaddai.
Amen.
That's right, the strength giver, the satisfier. Amen.
Mukutazi chwana na izeku unana kwenye kwa mula okuli. Muzole Branham, au kwa niku nana kuli yaani neliena mulimu. Njine liena, senili, vive lewezi kuli, neli mulimu, Elohim. Iliena mulimu ya mata kaufela, yena El Shaddai. Yeo kiniti, mufani wa mata, mukulisi. Amen.
Oh, I feel religious. Think of it. There he is. I'm going to show you who he is here, then you'll see who the Son is. That was Jesus.
Amen.
Before he had the human name, Jesus.
Oh, ni kutuabu la peli. Munane fateng. Kiyo fa, kiyo. Chwale ni kamivonisa yo aliena fa. Mimu kawona yo mwana aliena. Yani nali Jesu. Mana asika bakale, nilibizo la mutu la Jesu.
Stood there at the fountain that day and it was all drinking on having the waters that's in the wilderness and things like that. He said they're eating their manna.
Naemi fasibu basani za zrelingwi. Mikau felani basuli kunwa mwaziba mi. Kubani mezi inge bali mwali halaupa. Nilikaze chwalo. Mi ali. Nebacha mana nilikaze ngu sibali. Bashemi balu nane bachile mana mwali halaupa. Kami ayeli shumi.
He said, our fathers eat manna in the wilderness for 40 years. He said, they're everyone dead. He said, I'm the bread of life. It come from God out of heaven. He that eats this bread shall never die.
Sebali bashemi walu nane bachile mana mwali halaupa. Kami ayeli shumi. Miali, miluli kaufelabu na bashwile. Alikina sing kwa sahupilo sesi zule kumulimu. Kwali halimu. Ya chasing kwa se, ana kushwa.
He said, well, our fathers drank from a spirit, from a spiritual rock that was in the wilderness that followed him. He said, I'm that rock. Glory. St. John the 6th chapter.
Aliki hande bashemi walu na, nebanwile mwamoya. Kuzwa kwa lichula moya, lene lini mwali halaupa, lene libalatila. Miali, kina lichulani. Kanya, muhala lejwa ni kawahonya sixi.
Why, they said, what? Yes, that's right. Why, said, you're not even 50 years old. Of course, his work made him look a little old, but he's only 30.
Kinyi, miwali, sikamangi, eni, yeo kiniti, kinyi kiali, wena mane hausika afitafali yumaze mashumi yake talizo za kupepwa. Kaguli musibezu wa hae, nombo nali sa kusupalanyana. Kono nali walivi moze mashumi ya mara alufela.
Said, you're a man not over 50 years old, and you say you've seen Abraham has been dead for 800 or 900 years? We know now that you're a devil. He said, before Abraham was, I am.
Bali wena umutu ya sika kwa nisaka ale, ni hae walivi moze mashumi ya katalizo za kupepwa. Miubule wakuli ubonifate ni Abrahama. Yasa ashureli moze mianda ya katalizo ni zetalu, luaziba chole kulikiwe na diabolosi. Kiali mane Abraham asikaba kale tengi. Kina aliteni.
There he is. Who was the I am? A perpetual name for all generations. That was that pillar of fire in the burning bush.
Amen.
I am that I am.
Amen.
There he was, that theostomy made here called the Son of God. The I am the Jehovah.
Yani fani. Kima yana li aliteni. Libizo la kamita mwama sikaka ufela. Sani nalisona, sani sita samulilo masicha chani sesi tukamulilo. Kina aliteni luli aliteni, kiani nalifani, onabungelo iwani, wana ezefa, yana bizokuli mwanamulimu, yena aliteni, kijehova.
Thomas said, Lord, show us the Father and satisfied. Said, I've been so long with you, you don't know me? Say, when you see me, you see the Father. Why say, show us how the Father?
Thomas ali, mule na luwonisendate, mikukali kana kuluna. ali nivile nimina na kweka ufela, nitengi hao nizivi? Ali, hamu nivona, mubona ndate, kikaba kala ngihaoli, lubonise wena, lubonise fela ndate.
I am the Father of one, my Father dwelleth in me, I'm just a tabernacle called the Son. The Father dwells in me. Not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works.
Amen.
Not me.
Nani ndate, nindate lwali mumwi, ndate upila kuna, nani tawenake lefela yevizo mwana, ndate upila kuna, akina yeza misebezi, kindate apila kuna, kie na yeza misebezi, akina.
Now, standing back there again, Moses seemed the hind part of himself like a back of a man, the logos that went from God.
Chole inge ya yemi, kwa mula okwa ni hape, mwushe na mwonisi yemba samuko kutuwa hai ali, na wana asina mikokoto, wamuna, lumonyi lwa logosi, lone luzule kumulimu.
Then what happened? This was God. And the reason he had to come from logos to flesh, what happened to that? 5 minutes before that, he was the logos. But what did he do?
Migisi kama sine seza halile, yone limulimu, miliwa kakikuli na atile kakuzwa lumonyi, lwa logosi kutea mwanama, sikamangi, kana kuchwani, kisi kama sine seza halile kusani, mizuzu iketalizo kusikawa kale sani, nalilumonyi lwa logosi, kono kisi kama sana azize,
he just reached over. Now our bodies are made out of 16 different elements of the world. We know that. It's made out of potash and a little calcium and petroleum and cosmic light and atoms and so forth, all bundled together and makes this body. Comes from the dust earth.
Na tile, afetu afela, chole, mibili yaluna, yezu efalika lulo za mwamubu, ze lishumi nize silezi ze shutana za lifasi. Luaziba cholo, wezu ekipotashi ni ya ni kaosi ya mwe likani ni petroleum, ni liseli la kozmiki, ni maatom, ni zengu cholo. Kao fila liveluwe hamoho ni kweza mbili wo, zezuwele la mwali luli alifasi.
You eat food, you eat the food that turns into, from the dust, and it comes from the dust, and it just goes right on. Your flesh, as far as your flesh, is no different from a horse or from a cow or anything else, it's still just flesh.
Mchalicho, wamuze mchalicho, zaa nilifetu wakuba, kuzwa kwa liluli, mi uzwele la mwali luli, mi firaki, fira kikuzwa la pirona cholo, mubili wa mina, kuyakabu wino kwa nama ya mina, akuna shuta anonimbongolo kamba ya komu, kamba sikasifika ufira, isa lina maesu na fira.
Boy, you glorify the flesh, but that spirit has a soul in there, my brother. That's right. But your flesh is just dust the earth like that animal. Your flesh is no more than an animal.
Mi mushimani, mukuteka mubili, kono moya wani, una ni moyo mwahali mwani, muzwale waka, yeokiniti. Kono na maamina kili luli fela la lifasi. Inge ya folo folo. Na maamina haishu tani ni ya folo folo.
If you lust after flesh and things, you see you lust after women, lust after all these different things, it's still animal. That's right. That's right. You shouldn't do it. The Spirit of God will lift you up and put you on a higher plane than that. That's exactly right.
Mihae ba mubanita kazo ya nama, nili kaze mubona. Kula kazaba sali, kula kazali kaze shutana, ze kaofela, isali ya folo folo, yeokiniti, yeokiniti. Amulu kelikuwa za cholo, moya wa mulimu ukami etelela, nikumibia ya fama yemo apa hami afitao. Yeo lulikiniti.
Now, and here, this great theosomy stand there, what that great Jehovah God, you know what he said? He just reached over, got a handful of atoms, got a little light and poured it in like this one. A body, and just stepped right into it. That's all.
Chole mifa, onamubili wabungeloi, noe mifani. Sikamangi, yena Jehovah mulimu ya mutuneani. Mwazibasa na ulezi, na atiro inamafira ni kuunga maato mwatera mwalizoho. Angali selinyana fira, ni kulisela mwatengi. Sinachua na aikela. Seiva mubili, miya kena fira mwatengi. Kufelile.
Say, come here, Gabriel, that great archangel. Step in there. Come here, Michael, the angel at his right side. For the Jew, step in there.
Alitaa kwanu Gabriele, onalingeloele litu nalani. Aya, akena mwatengi mwani. Taa kwanu Mikaele, nilingelo ibu kaofi niena. Kakuli, haili, ukene mwani.
God and two angels walked down here in human flesh and drank the milk from a cow, eat the butter out of the milk, and eat some cornbread and eat the flesh of the calf.
Eba.
Two angels and God, the Bible said so.
Mulimu ni mangelo ya mabeli, aza maya mwana mayabutu, nikunwa mavisi ya komu, acha mafi, niku jasin kwa. Sesi ngu insamboni. Mi achana mayanko mwana. Mangilo ya mabeli ni mulimu. Bibele ulezo na cholo.
That smelled Melchizedek that Abraham met coming from the slaughter of the kings. That's the Son of God.
yani ki Melkisedeke, yani akatani Abrahama inge azwa kwa kubula malena, yani ki mwanamulimu.
Go ahead here in the Hebrews, the 7 said, but made in the order all like unto the Son of God.
Amen.
There he is, he made all things fine. And he walked right out there and just changed that dust right back to dust again and stepped right back into glory.
Mwefa pata fo mwama iberu fa 7, ili, kono wezizo masi upeo samwa na mulimu, kiani fani, na ezeli kakao ufila kaena, miazula fande, miachincha fila lilulilani, kukutila kwa lilulihape, ni kukutila hape mwakanya.
And the angels, as soon as they delivered Lot and Miss Lot, and she kept looking back, he said, told them not to do it again, and they stepped right back into to the presence of God.
Mimangeloi, aba manolu kulula fila lota ni musala lota, miyena atundamena kutali mela kwa mulaho, na ize, na wabulezi kuli, vasike, vasike, vaeza cholo hape. Niba kena hape mwa, mwa kupatini kwa mulimu.
Now what a great hope we have in this great faith that we serve tonight. The living God, the Jehovah, the pillar of fire is with us.
Amen.
Shows himself in power and action and magnify.
Chole ya kisepo kwa butuna ni yeo, yelu nani mwatu melo yetuna, yelu sebele za busibo. Mulimu ya pila, yena Jehovah, sita samulilo, sinzi niluna. Wipo naza ilie na mwamata, nikezo, nikubona hala.
Let him take the picture of him. The same Jehovah, the Son of God, that came from God, went back to God, and dwells in his church forevermore. There he is.
Hawa swanise swaniso sahae, yena Jehovah ya swana, mwana mulimu yana azwile kumulimu, ya kutezi kumulimu, miupila mwakileke ya hae kuyakwile. Kiani fani.
He has our names on his book with a sword all by himself, for there's no one greater he can swear by. That he'll raise us up at the last day.
Unani mavizu alu na mavuka ya hae, kaluchi lwa kukonka kaina. Kakule hakuna yomu yomu tuna, yona kakonka kaina. Kuli ukalu zusa kaliza zila mafelelezo.
He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. He that cometh to me, I will no wise cast out.
Yacha na mayaka, nikunwa mali yaka, unani upila busafeli. Mini kamu zusa kaliza zila mafelelezo. Yata akuna hanina kumuleleka.
He that heareth my word and believeth on him and sent me, hath everlasting life and shall never come into condemnation, but pass from death unto life.
Amen.
Yao tomanzu yaka, mia lumela kuya nilumile, unani upila busafeli. Mia nakuta kwa katulo, kono sazu ile kwa lifu, kutama upilo.
That same one could just reach and grab a handful of calcium and potash. Oh, there you are again. My
name is
on his book.
Yenaso na yani na fela. Nikuunga makaulsi ya mnipota shi yeta lalizo wa. Amuye. Nikifoi hape. Milibizola kaliteng mabuka ya aye.
Why do I care how stupid my shoulders are getting how old I get? Certainly not. Not a bit of weary.
Nikavila lasikama nghaiba maheta kasawe yukile. Moni vila ya supezi. Vahatilisha. Hakuna pila ilo niekana.
Brother Mike. One of these days, bless your heart, brother, when that great trumpet will come and that sound and that Joseph will step forth. Hallelujah!
Muzole Mike, leli ngula mazazi ya ifuyo lepilu ya hao. Muzole, tolumbita yetu na yani haitalila. Mulumo wani, mi Joseph yani ukata. Hallelujah!
Amen.
You say, children! There will be made in his likeness, young forever, old age has passed away. Sickness, trouble, sorrows has vanished.
Amen.
Glory be to the living God.
Ukabulela kulivana. Kukaba baba ezizwe kakuswana kwa hae. Banana kuyakwile. Miaha ya busu pali ifelile. Matuku matata maswabi afelile. Kanya ibe kumulimu ya pila.
That's who he speaks to today. His son. In sundry times and divers manner he spoke to the prophets. But in this last day through his son Christ Jesus.
Yani kie na yu abulela kaina kachenu mwana hae. Mwali na kuzai kale ni kami kwa yeshuta na kamu profita. Kono mwaliza zila mafelele zole, kikamwa na hae Kriste Jesu.
He speaks to every man's heart that he has called. If you've ever felt his voice or heard it knock at your heart, please don't turn it away. Let us pray.
Wambola kwa pilu ya mutu kaufela, yeo avizize. Hae wau kile wau tuafati nilinzu la hae kamba kumutua hango ngutafa pilu ya hao. Shangwe muske mwali hana. Halula pelengi.
Heavenly Father, tonight, as we're so happy to know at the opening of this Hebrew letter how Paul went right back into the Gospels.
Yeah.
He just wouldn't take it up on a hearsay or up on an experience.
Hallelujah.
He wanted us to know what was truth.
Ndate ya kwali halimu, busiku bosi na halu tabezi ya hulu kakuziba kwa kukwalula kwali ngolo la maevelule. Sina Paulus mwana ayezi hande mwali evangeli. Nasa tabeli kuya kamusi kusia mashala, kamba kakuti sofela. Na batakuli, luziwe sene siliniti.
And he went right back into the Gospels, and he back into the Old Testament, the Gospel that was preached to them. And he received through the Old Testament there all the shadows and types.
Ne aya kukuta mamula au mali evangeli mikia kutela mwa testamenti ya kale. Evangeli yene kutalizo kubona, mia abona ka testamenti ya kale mwani. Miluti kawa ufila ni mifuta.
That's why we got this great book of the Hebrews tonight. And we see it, Lord, and we love it. And through ages it's been burned, it's been scattered, it's been tried to be done away with, but she waves on just the same. For thou hast said, heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall not.
Kono haluna nibuka ye, ye tuna, ye ya maeveru siubo. Milwa ibona mule na milwa ilata. Mimoa lalilimo ye, se hanisizwe, se hasanyizwe, se ilikiwe kulihaniswe. Kono ibona la kakuswana, kakuluwenawize, lihalimu nilifasi likafila. Kono manzu yaka, hana kufila.
And the skeptic can say, well, you said Paul wrote this. Not Paul, but God that was in Paul. That creative being that was inside of Paul.
Mijipeto mu hanyezi ukali. Ki hande ubulezi kuli Paulusi kie na yana angozi ntoye. Haki Paulusi. Kono mulimu yana liku Paulusi. Kie na asibupi wa sesi kona kubupa. Sine siliku Paulusi.
Just like was in David. When he said, I'll not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. Neither will I leave his soul in hell.
Kusona fila inge David afani hanaizi. Hanina kutuwele laki nilewa kakubona kubola. Gamba ni hae bakuli nisie moyo wa hae mwali hele.
And the Son of God taken those words from that prophet and went right into the bosoms of hell and said, tear down this tabernacle, I'll raise it up in 3 days. And he did it. Because God's word can't fail, one iota can't fail.
Mimwana mulimu anga manzu yani kumprofita yani. Nikuya mwamba ndo ali hele miali. Musinye tabernacle ye, minika iyaha kamaza zia malalu. Miaeza, kakulinzula mulimu aliko nikupalelwa. Tuwati lingwe haiko nikupalelwa.
How we thank God for this great Urim Thummim, and to know that our experiences tonight, Lord, flashes right on this Bible here. We're born again, have the Holy Spirit.
Molu itumela kumulimu, kanto ye, ona urimu tume mietu na ye, nikuziba kuli kutwise weyalu nabusi ubo mulena, imonye ya hande fa vile yefa, lupepiresi ncha, lunanimo ya okenile.
Dear God, if there be a man or woman in here tonight, boy or girl, who has never witnessed this, how could they raise up if there's no life in there? Oh, they say, I have life. But the Bible said, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she's alive.
Mulimu yomunde, ae bakuna ni muna kamba musali mohali mobu siubo. Mushima ni kamba musizana, ya sikazi baka letabaye, ukona kuna nuhachwa ni kambe nekusinabu pilo kuye na mwani. Oh, vali nani bupilo. Kono vile wakuli, musali ya pila mamu nyaka, ushwile inza pila chwalo.
You say you have life, but you're dead. You claim, said the Bible, that you have life, but you're dead.
Ubulela kuli unani bupilo, kono ushwile. Kona moi bulelela. Kibi vele ye bulela cholo. Kuli unani bupilo, kono ushwile.
Thou say you're rich and have need of nothing, but not know that you're miserable and poor and naked and blind and don't know it. And that's the condition of the churches tonight, Lord.
Ubulela kuli ufumile, miya kuna sotokwa. Kono auzibi kuli umaiwile, umuvotana, umapunu, usibofu. Miya auzibi cholo. Mibwani kona wino, wali keleke usibo mulena.
How they miss these great, valuable things. To know that the great Jehovah God, who can only produce by, said, bring me those little fish. He had to take the fish to make something with it, showing that the resurrection had to be something to do something with.
Mwala tesi za likaze tuna, mizabuto kwa ze. Kakuzi wakuli Jehovah mulimu mutuna, yako nafila kutaka, na ize, amu niti sezeta pie nyani, na ana nikunga tapi kuli, kuli aezesi kasisi mkayona. Kuonisa kuli zuho, nena nikuba ntuengwi, ya kweza sikakayona.
He not only made fish, but he made cooked fish, he cooked bread. And he fed 5,000, the five little fish, little loaves and two fishes. Oh, Lord, it was in his hands, and he was a creator. But he had to have something in his hand.
Na sika panga fela tapi, kono naize tapi, yeta tehilwe. Niku, sinkwa sisi besizwe, miafi pababali kiti zeke talizo, kali tapi zeke talizo, ze nyani. Mahobe alikani felani tutapi totubeli. Oh, mulena. Neili mama zoa hae. Mina alie na mubupi. Kono nana nikuba, nisika mali zola hae.
God, may we lay ourselves in his hands tonight and say, oh God, take me as I am. And when the end of my life is here, let me go with this hope that was within me, knowing that I've been born again and your spirit has bore record with me and witnessed with my spirit that I'm your son or your daughter And at that last day you'll raise them up. Grant it, Father.
Mulimu halu vengi mamazoa hae usiubo. Nikubule lakuli, oo mulimu niinge kamoni inezi. Michwale upirobuwa kahabu taafila faa. Tuhela kuli niye nisepo ye, yene limuwa halikuna. Kakuziba kuli ni pepilo sincha. Mimo ya wahae wa niyemela. Nikupa kila na nimo ya wakakuli ni mwana hawa mshima nikamba mwana hawa msizana. Mikaliza zila mafia lele zolani, ukabazusa, lumeleza cholondate.
While we have our heads bowed, would there be one would raise your hand, say, remember me, Brother Branham, in prayer. I want God to know me when before I leave this earth, that he'll know me so much that he'll call my name, I'll answer.
Mihalu nzelui na mzelite ozaluna, kana kukaba alimu nguya kana nunalizola hae. Nikubule lakuli, uni hupule mzole Branham, mwata pelo, ni watakuli mulimu, ani zive, ani, nisika siyaka lilifasile. Kuli ani zive ahulu, kuli ukani viza livizolaka, nika alaba.
Lord bless you, son. God bless you, and you lady. Someone else, just raise your hand, say, pray for me, Brother Branham. That's what we'll do. God bless you, young lady. That's good.
Mule na akufu yole mushimani, mule ma akufu yole niwena, kalive, yomu ngihape, munanu lefela lizola mina, muli, aku nilapire mzole Branham. Seo kona selu kaeza, mule ma akufu yole kezeli yomu nyani, yeo kiniti.
Now while your head's bound, praying, I'm going to sing a verse of this song.
Chwale litoza mina halinze li nami chwalo. Inge mulapela nika operati mana ya pina ye. Usike wai kumbuta sifumu salifasile. Se
so
sivola kapili. Toma sepo ya hao. Falika zaku ya kuile. Zona halina. Kufela swala lizoho lamulimu elisa fetuhi swala lizoho lamulimu elisa fetuhi toma sepo ya hao falika za kuya kwile swala lizoho la mulimu elisa fetuhi.
While she's playing on your head bow, will you just reach your hand up and say, yes, Lord, here's mine. What will it do? It'll show your spirit in you made a decision. I want your hand, Lord.
Aso likuliza chwale, merito za mina li nami, kana mwakuna kuna unafia lizo la mina muhalimu, nikuli, mulena, kile laka, sikae za sikamangi, sikabu nisa mwe wa hao kuwena ya vile niketo. Nibatalizola hao mulena.
God bless you, little girlie. I'll raise my hand. God bless you, little girl, down here. That's fine, honey. God, you know, is happy to see you do that. Suffer the little children to come to me.
Mulimu wakufu yole kasiza na nyana. Nika nanulalizola haka. Mulimu wakufu yole msiza na nyana. Fafas 4. Yeo kintu ende mulatiwa. Mulimu mwaziba. Uta vile kumibona hamweza seo. Mutueleba na baba nyani kutakuna.
I want God you to hold my hand. And at that day I want to be in your hand that when you call, I'll come. Yes, like Lazarus was. God bless you, sister.
Nibata mulimu uni swale kwa lizoho. Mikaliza zilani, nibata kuyoba malizo la hao. Kuli hao kabiza, nikataha. Sina Lazaro mwana abezi. Mulimu wakufu yole kezeri.
Mi,
musipili waluna, hao fela, haiva, kumulimu, uvile waniti, hunde ni usweo wandu ya hao mwakanya, moyo wa hao, opilisizwe, ukabuha. Kisi kama isoka za chwale he? Swala lizoho lamulimu elisa fetuhi. Swala lizoho lamulimu elisa fetuhi. Toma sepo ya hao falika za kuya kwile. Swala lizoho lamulimu elisa fetuhi.
Heavenly Father, several hands went up in this little meeting tonight that they want to take a hold tonight of your unchanging eternal hand.
ndatea kwali halimu, mazonya na ananu hezi muhalimu, mwamu kopano omu nyani obusiubo. Kulibabatea kuswalele la busiubo kwali zola hao, lelisa fetui la kuya kuile.
Knowing that what is committed to you, you said, all the Father has given me will come to me, and none of them will be lost, and I'll raise them up at the last day. Can never perish, can never come to judgment, but has eternal life.
Kakuziba kuli, sesi file kuwena, ubulezi kuli, ni kaufila baondate ani file wakata akuna. Mie akuna nyomuka na wabona ya kalateha. Mieni kaba zusa kaliza zila mafelelezo. Abako ni kushwa, abako ni kuteha mwaka tulo, kuonubana ni bobu safeli, wupila bobu safeli.
And there's only one eternal life. That comes from God alone. It is God. And we become part of God so much that we're sons and daughters of God.
Mikuna nifela bupiro bobusa feli bulibungwi. Bwani buzwele la kumulimu anosi. Kimulimu. Miluba siemba samulimu. Kulimbane lubaba na baba shimani nubasiza na bamulimu.
When we have God's spirit in us, we think like God. We think of righteousness and holiness. And we try to live to please Him.
Haruna ni moya wa mulimu kuluna, luna anasina mulimu, luna anaza kuluka ni kukena, miluli kakupila kakutabisa yena.
Grant, Lord, that type of life will enter every person that raised their hand and those who should have raised their hands and did not. I pray that you will be with them. Grant it, Father.
Lumeleza mule na kuli mfuta upilo wani, ukene kumutuka ofela yana mzili zola hai. Mibaba ni beni balukela kunanula mazo wabona, miaba sika ananula, nilapela kuli ube nibona, lumeleza chorondate.
And when journey is ended, life is finished. May we enter into peace at that day with Him where we'll never be old, never be sick, never be no trouble. Until then, keep us joyful and happy, amen. Praising Him. Yeah. For we ask it in His name. Amen.
Michole musipili hau felile, wupili wase bufelile, liyo kena mwakozo kaza zilani niena. Kolu sikelu asupala, kusina kukula, kusina kubanibu tata. Konji na koyeo, lubuluke mwanya kala lunitabo, lunze lumu lumbeka, kakuli lukupa kalibizo la hae. Amen.
All you believers, now let's just raise your hands and sing that chorus.
Minaba lumerika ofela chwale, haluna nule nifila mazo haluna ni kuwa pelama kutelo au. Swala, lizoho, lamu limu, lisa, fetuhi. Swala, lizoho, lamu limu, lisa, fetuhi. Toma sepo ya hao falika za kuya kuile. Swala lizoho la mulimu Elisa fetuhi. Chwale halu ni ngungunengi.
While you're doing that, your neighbor, to say God bless you, neighbor. Shake hands with somebody sitting next to you. God bless you.
Amunze mweza cholo, ya nzima bapa nimina, uwelewe kuli, mulimu waku fuyole, mwinama bapa. Muswala ni mama zo, ni yomu ya nzibu kaufi nimina, mulimu waku fuyole.
On both sides now, on both sides, shake hands. God bless you, neighbor. God be with you. Build your hopes on faith eternal. I know you're there, brother. I know you've been there.
Amen.
Long ago.
Kwa mana kwa mabili kaufila chole, mana kwa mabili kaufila. Muswala ni mazoho, mulimu wakufu yole mwinama bapa, mulimu wabeniwena, mutome sepo ya minafalika za kuya kuile. Dok, nizibakuli, litengi muzwale. Nizibakuli, uviletengi muzwale nevao. Kale kafo, mi, musipili wo, hau fela, kukaba chwalo lili ngula mazazia, haiba, kumulimu, luvile, niniti, Luka wana muzwale siwa dikwani. Busweu. Ni busweu. Nduya hao. Mwa kanya. Moyo wa hao. O pilisizwe. Uka buha. Swala. Muswale lizoho. Lamu limu. Elisa fetuhi. Na latami rumbeko yeo kasamula walingusa. Swala. Lizoho, la mulimu, Elisa fetuhi, toma sepo ya hao, falika za kuya kwile. Swala lizoho la mulimu lelisa fetuhi. Nako itezi fela mizamao ye akufa. Hakuna zalifasi ze sinatuso zeka yema. Toma sepo ya hao falika za kuya kwile. Swala.
I just catch a view of him. That unseen one in the midst now, and just worship him now.
Alumule muheni, yenasa avonwi, yani mwa alalu na chwale, milumulu mbeke fela chwale, hanzi luo pela. Swala li zoho la mulimu lelisa fetuhi. Swala li zoho la mulimu lelisa fetuhi. Toma sepo ya hao falika za kuya kwile. Swala li zoho la mulimu lelisa fetuhi. Kozo, kozo, kozo yende.
Just worshiping.
Mumurumbe kefela chwale.
Coming down.
Yezwa.
The message is over. It's worship.
Ningu salife lile. Kikulumbeka. Kena mamoya waluna kamita na lapela. Mwamalu asa konwi kugulelwa alilato.
Just bathe in it.
Amutapefela kuyena. Kozo, kozo, kozo yende. Yetaha kuzwa.
That great mountain is opening up.
Unasibuba sestuna sani, sakwa lula. Wahalimu, kena mwamoya waluna kamita na lapela. Mwamalu asa konwi kubulelwa a nilato. Kana seo asiezi fela ntwengwi. Kozo yende. Yezwa kundate kwa halimu. Kena mwamoya waluna kamita na lapela. Mwamalu asa konwi kubulelwa a lilato.
Is there something about it just rich and sweet? Wonder if there's a sick person who wants to be anointed and prayed for. If there is, find your place. Is there the lady in a wheelchair there? Just let her remain. I'll come pray for her. She won't have to get the chair. Another?
Kana kunasika saasona kibufu mufela ni munati. Anizibi haiba kunani mutu ya kula ya batakutozi wa oli ni kula pelelwa. Haiba kunani amufumana fela siba kasamina yoki na kalivi masipula sama wilifo. Mumutu wele fela wanacholo ni kataha ni mula pelele. Alu keliku yema kuzo masipula. Yomungwi.
Oh, don't you just love this part of the sermon? How many people just know that the presence of God's here? That's what I talk about. That's sane. You just feel like, how many feels like you can just scream out? And that's the thing. It just feels like something you're just supposed to scream out. See?
Oh, kana mulati ferasi yemba sasebelezo. Kibabaka ibaba ikutokuli. Babazi wakuli kubateni kwa mulimu. Kuteni mahali mo. Zeo kona zini ambula fateni. Tabaya ni mwikutua fela inge. Kibabaka ibaba ikutokuli. Mubata kuhua. Chwala lubo nengi fela. Kuhikutua fela inge kuli. Mubata kuhua. Mwabona.
Yes.
Kikozo. kozo kozo yende yezwa kundate kwa halimu kena mwamoya waka kamita na lapela mwamalu asa konwi kubulelwa alilato nimonye hele.
While we're in worship, we're going to anoint the sick now and pray for them.
Halunze luli mwakulu mbeka, lukatoza oliva kulichwale. Nikuwa la pelela. Wakona kutane kule kalive.
What does this mean? The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Everybody, just come and come. Thank you, Jesus.
Kana se status asikamanyi, kulita pelo ya tumelo ikapilisa ya kula. Mangi ni mangi muwe mwalita pelo chwale, mungungu nefila pina yo. Munaha neza Jesu hanza afu lisawa kuli. Umutozi kawo linji.